This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, as well as a premium Erotica Taboo Podcast, which contains more intense sexual themes. You can access the Taboo Podcast on Spotify or support the other free Erotica podcasts on Patreon, which will allow us to continue providing free content, as well as this gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choice. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction, with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Dungeon Builder's Harem, Book 2, Part 3. Chapter 15. Maya hissed and forced up the chunks of ice in her body to where the sword slashed at her. The blade struck the largest of the frozen crystals. They shattered inside of her. Fresh pain rippled through her flesh as the cold spread, but that also allowed her body's heat to melt them faster. Spread out the surface area. She'd learned that in physics. She shuddered as the orc drew back her sword for her next attack. Small shards of ice became water. She grew more and more liquid by the second, more and more dangerous. Did headbutt the orc in the side. The orc grunted, her tits heaving, and staggered to the right. She tripped over her own feet and crashed to the ground. The satyr then drew up her foot and slammed it down on the orc's leg, leaving a bruising impact.
Good!
Maya shouted, more and more of her body liquid, the pain of the ice crystals fading. She flung herself down on the orc, struggling to stand. The undine's mostly liquid flesh hugged the orc and then flowed around her. She pressed her breasts into the orc's head and her liquid flesh spilled around the orc. In moments, Maya had the orc utterly engulfed in her body. She grinned as she hugged the orc tight, drowning the monster girl. The orc screamed in panic. Bubbles of her air rose through Maya's body and burst out along her back. She wrapped her thighs around the orc's chest, holding tight. The orc drew back her sword to stab Maya, but Duda's hoof lashed out. Finger bones broke in the impact with a sickening snap. The sword flew from the screaming orc's hand. Maya held on tight, drowning the orc to protect her new family. It was something she never thought herself capable of, but she would do it. For Leo and Dud and all the other members of his harem. Maya loved them all. She would fight to protect those she loved. Dud gasped and then charged off, leaving Maya to her gruesome task. Garnet rose, shaking. The unicorn was dead. She wiped at her tears. The battle was still going on. You got to help, she told herself, surveying the battle. Sakala the Ooze had her unicorn wrapped up in her gelatinous body, suffocating her. The unicorn vanished in a mote of light. The Ooze fell to the ground in a formless pile of pale blue. Then she reformed in a moment, nearby Bodhi yelled. Frosty breath from a Yukiana engulfed the Rakshasa. She lunged at the frosty monster girl, but the ice coated her face. Her charge staggered. She fell to her knees, the ice spreading and spreading. Garnet's heart clutched at the pain he witnessed. Bodhi vanished. Slain. Sakala rushed in at the same Yukiana from the right, ripples washing up her legs from the hard strikes of her feet on the flagstones. She threw herself at the Yukiana. But the icy maiden whirled and her frosty breath slammed into the poor ooze.
No!
Garnet shouted. Her dark red wings flapped, launching her in the air. Her whip formed in her hand. Sakala hit the ground as a solid chunk. Her freezing body shattered. Bits of her tumbled in every direction before she melted away, dead. Fury beat in Garnet's heart as she landed behind the Yukiana and cracked her whip. The blow struck the Yukiana in the back, cutting her open. Sluggish, blue blood poured out. The monster girl whirled around and faced Garnet, inhaling to fire another frosty attack. I gasped as the chill spread through my flesh. My entire body shook with violent shivers. My teeth chattered. My spear fell from my numbing fingers. I had to break free, cast a spell, but I had lost all control of my body. Dud slammed into the Yukiana. The monster girl flew 10 feet and hit the ground. I staggered, her freezing grip releasing me. I nearly collapsed to my knees as the warmth flooded through me. The air around me was still so blessedly warm. I fought for control as Dud charged after the fallen Yukiana. I needed to warm up my body. Life energizes and enervates. Let the grace of Lady Ayana empower. I chanted, casting Revitalize on myself. A surge of even more energy shot through me from the level 1 life spell. I groaned as my flesh warmed. I gasped at the invigorating rush. My head threw back. I shot to my feet, my robes swaying, crusted in frost where she had gripped me. It steamed. Her frosty breath slammed into Dud head on. The white engulfed my satyr. She screamed in pain and then she staggered out of it. Her body stiff. She stared at me, her eyes wide with pain. She reached for me and then, melted away. Fury surged through me. I would kill this Yukiana bitch. They were the worst. Her breath surged in at me. I darted to the right, my body so invigorated by the spell. I had so much energy. She couldn't swivel her head fast enough to track me. Not when she was lying on the ground. She pushed herself up, a large bruise on her side from where Dud had struck her. I reversed course, rushing for my lightning spear. Her breath chased me. I bent down and snagged up my spear. I whirled to face her and then cursed. Her breath rushed at me. I snarled and dove beneath it. The Arctic chill brushed me for a moment. I came up on the other side, spear held low. I would charge this bitch. She whipped her breath around and I growled, forced to run, my empowered legs carrying me faster than she could aim. Frost spread over the ground as I dodged. She coated part of the map screen. Footing became treacherous. I gasped as I realized what she was doing. I went to dodge and my feet slipped out from beneath me. Fuck! I snarled and hit the ground. The orc vanished. Maya stood up and looked around. Her body had fully melted. She was back to fighting. Leo slipped on the ice. He hit the ground hard. The Yukiana swiveled her head to track him. She drew in her breath. Fear shot through Maya. She sprang into a run, darting across the frozen ground. Her feet burned, ice crystals forming. Some of her body ripped from her, left behind. She swallowed the pain and slammed into the frigid body of the Yuki-Ana.It was agony for the Undine. She screamed as the cold assaulted her body. She froze just holding onto the Yukiana. She wrapped her arms around her anyway, the force of her impact throwing the monster girl's icy breath off. She held her tight as he drew back his spear and lunged.At the last moment, agony tearing through her body, Maya threw herself off. She hit the ground, crystals of ice in her flesh shattering. Icy shards spilled through her. She screamed out her pain. Leo's spear rammed at the Yukiana. She hissed and dodged to the right, rolling on the ground and coming up in a sliding crouch on the icy floor, getting more distance between herself and Leo. She whirled around as he shifted his charge. He rushed over the icy ground, howling in fury. The Yukiana's breath exploded from her body and engulfed Leo.
No!
Maya shouted, struggling to rise. Garnet's wings flapped. She soared over the frosty breath attack and twisted in the air. Black pigtails streaming behind her and demonette tails swishing, the succubus landed behind the Yukiana with grace and poise. Just the way a sexy anime heroine would dot crack, her whip struck another cutting blow across the Yukiana's back. Then Garnet darted in, her left hand rubbing at her twat. She coated her digits in her passion. The Yukiana whirled around, snarling in pain. Garnet had closed the distance. As the Yukiana drew in her frosty breath, the succubus thrust two fingers of her left hand forward. She pushed them right into the Yukiana's mouth. The monster girl gasped as the succubus sent lust flaring into the frosty bitch.
Quay he he!
Garnet forced herself to laugh, but it sounded brittle. The Yukiana gasped. Then she fell to her knees and started furiously rubbing at her pussy. She masturbated while the succubus stood over her in triumph. The Yukiana's beautiful face twisted in passionate gasps.
This is how we should be fighting, Garnet said.
A masturbation contest.
Not all this pain and suffering.
Pleasure.
Why, you're crazy,
gasped the Yukiana frantically frigging herself.
No, I'm sexy.
Garnet smiled, some of her equilibrium coming back to her.
Quay he he.
I'm the sexiest monster girl in the world. Now frig your pussy to my beauty.
The ice whirled around me. It tore at my flesh, struggling to freeze me, but the revitalized spell still empowered me. It kept me warm through it. I should have died, but my magic protected me. I charged through the mist and slammed my spear through the heart of the Yukiana. She gasped, her breath cutting off. She threw back her head, blue blood oozing around the wound. Then she vanished, melting off my spear. I panted, sucking in breaths. The spell was wearing off. Exhaustion slammed into me, dragging me down. I couldn't let that happen, though. I had to keep up the fight. I had to destroy these bitches who had invaded my home. Maya groaned, standing up. There were chunks of ice in her watery body. Dark shadows that tore at her. Pain rippled across her face. Yusuka cut down the orc she fought and whirled around to face Sakata and the Yukiana that was trying to freeze the ooze. I couldn't believe my monster girl. She was rolling over the ground in a formless ball of blue, leaping with flexes to avoid the blast of cold. She had been doing that for the whole battle. That end of the room was covered in ice. It gleamed everywhere. I took two steps to attack when I saw Yusuka charging forward. Her shadowy sword became a long spear thrusting out before me. The Yukiana, focused on killing Sakata, didn't notice my Fomorian barreling down at her. I smiled as Yusuka rammed her spear through the Yukiana. The frosty maiden's back arched. She cried out in pain. Her glacial blue hair flew. She twisted her head, her hand reaching to harm my Fomorian, but the Yukiana melted away. She vanished. Dead. I panted as I looked around the battlefield. Almost all my monster girls were dead. My mother, Lana Fullman, Baigi and Pani, almost all my monster girls except Sakata. All my woe wisps and wild hounds, my satyrs and mermaids. Nearly all my oozes dead. And Halia. I pushed down the pain of Halia. I spotted the last Yukiana. She masturbated furiously as she stared at my little sister. The monster girl was oblivious to all else, her eyes fixed on Garnet's pussy. I marched over to her, Maya whimpering nearby. She had thick shards of ice in her, daggers suspended in her bluish body. Fury swelled in me. A profound anger. I was certain that this attack and the one on the town were linked, but I needed confirmation that these were the twins' monster girls. I had to get information from that bitch frigging her cunt. I gripped my spear in my right hand. My left seized a fistful of her frosty blue hair. I ignored the cold and yanked back her head. I slammed her down on the floor. Slammed my foot down on her breast and thrust my spear at her, stopping at the hollow of her throat. The tip dimpled her flesh. Do you serve the twins? I demanded. Did they send you? Her blue eyes stared at me. Lord Led and his brother will destroy you, Worm. We know where your dungeon is now. Already, they are reviving those you killed. They will know all your defenses and how pathetic your monster dash. My spear plunged into her throat, cutting off her words. I stared into her blue eyes. They widened in pain and shock. Then in horror. She felt the pain of my weapon digging into her throat. Blue blood bubbled around the point, then she melted away. Chapter 16. Big brother! Garnet threw herself at me. She wrapped her arms and wings about my body. Even her tail slid around me. She pressed her face into my chest and sobbed. I had to. She killed. Mom. And. I choked. I kept squeezing and sure. I whispered, rocking my little sister. I dropped my spear and stroked her back. Pain tore at my heart. It fed the anger in me. It blazed hot for 1 second. The Yukiana's eyes stared at me from my memory. Pain. Scared. I executed her. I battered down those eyes. She attacked me. Her Lord Led and his cocksucking brother were responsible for this. I wouldn't feel guilty about what I did. Not when they made my little sister cry. I held her tighter. It's okay. I whispered. We all had to fight. Why couldn't we love? My blood boiled. Maya whimpered as she approached. She walked stiffly, the ice in her legs and limbs slowing her down. Her liquid face twisted in pain. I held out my right arm to her. She fell into me. She held me so tight, pressing her face into my shoulder. You were amazing, Maya. I said. I just didn't want them to hurt any more of my family. She groaned, her voice fierce. I know. We did it, Lord Leo. Cicada said. She had reformed into her human appearance, her darker blue hair swaying like stiff plastic around her smiling face. Yeah. Yusuka said that I stroked Maya's back. She was so cold. That wasn't good. I had to get her to the baths, but Garnet clung to me. She was still rubbing her face into my breastplate. I didn't want to pry her off, but Maya whimpered. Garnet, I said gently. Maya needs the hot spring. She's hurt. I have to get her there. Okay, she said quietly. So you got to let me go. Okay? Her head lifted, her red eyes raw. For Maya. Right, she said. She pulled away from me, her tail swishing behind her. She rubbed at her eyes and sniffled. We won. We're awesome. Her anime laugh sounded so forced. So pathetic. Not her usual exuberance. Her eyes weren't as bright. I would murder those bastards. Kill them. But their monster girls were so strong. As I picked up Maya in my arms, I sent to Celine. Why did their monster girls do so much damage? It was an even fight when I arrived with my companions, and they still almost won. They were level 2 monster girls, answered Celine. Yours are only level 1. They just can't compete. They fought hard, I growled, anger swelling in me. My monster girls were amazing. Of course, they did. They love you. They're all sleeping and dreaming of you. I could feel Celine smile. They're proud of serving you, Lord Leo. You're a kind master. I don't think all dungeon builders are. I glanced down at Maya. She whimpered in my arms. Garnet clung to my right arm while Yusuku and Cicada trailed after us. That was all that was left of my forces. My dungeon felt so empty right now. Murderous rage built and built in me. It scared me. The Yukiana's eyes glared at me. I had to kill her. She served the enemy. Garnet opened the door to the hallway that led to our quarters. I have to find another mana vein to gain level 2 monster girls, right? I asked Celine. Yes, Celine answered. It takes 2 for that. 4 for level 3 and 16 for level 4. You'll also gain access to intermediate magic. No more relying on beginner magic for you. Christ, they'll be even better at magic than me, I realized, shuddering. I'm afraid so. They had a lot of level 2 monster girls, I sent as Garnet opened the door to our living room. They would have gotten rid of all the level 1 monster girls to be able to maximize how many level 2s they could have. My step faltered as I crossed the living room to the door to the large hot spring bath. What? They killed their own monster girls? Yes. Their souls are sleeping in the void crystal. Dreaming of the masters who tossed them aside? I found myself hating the twins even more. Garnet opened the door to the bath. Warmth washed over me. Maya quivered in delight as I carried her to the large pool of steaming water. I didn't hesitate to step into the water, the bottom of my gray robe billowing out, my boots getting soaked. I lowered Maya to the surface and sat her down on the water. Thank you, Leo. She smiled as she sank beneath the water. She rested on the bottom, almost invisible in there. I smiled back at her, the fury and pain in my heart retreating for a moment. I love you, Maya. Oh, yes. Garnet groaned and settled down into the hot water. Yusuka sat down beside her, the wounded Fomorian groaning in relief. Cicada jumped in with enthusiasm. She floated in the steamy water, a big smile on her face. She was happy to win and to serve me. I drew in a deep breath and then I walked out of the water. My robes clung heavily to me as I left the bath behind. They almost won today, I said to Celine as I unfastened my breastplate. You prevailed. You defended me. Just like you promised to. Why? I demanded at her. Why do I have to defend you, so you'll live and prosper? That's not what I mean. I threw my breastplate on the floor with a clatter. I was brought here by some twisted entity and forced to attack others. To fight and to kill to survive. If it's not other dungeon builders, it's the local humans who think I'm a monster. You're not a monster, Celine said as I stripped out of my wet robes. Not yet. I swallowed. How do you think monsters are made, Celine? Metaphorical ones? She hesitated.
I don't know how. Maybe by anger.
Rage. This sense of helplessness. The pain that batters their soul. Naked, I marched to my bedroom. They started good, wanting to help, but the world beats them down. Adventurers attack them. Other dungeon builders send raids of monster girls. They suffer and bleed. They watch the monster girls they love die over and over again. They start to recoil from the pain. Harden their hearts. Doing good just leads to agony. I threw open the door to my bedroom and marched around the large bed to the door to the vault.
Why do good? Why not take, Celine?
Conquer. Preemptive strikes. Lash out before they can hurt you. Crush your enemies beneath your feet. Maybe that's what happens to other dungeon builders. Why the world sees us all as evil. Do you think that's happening to you? Celine asked.
You.
You're so warm and caring, Lord Leo. Your monster girls sense it. Yusuku, Pani, and Bagi all serve you because they sensed it, too. You care. I opened the door onto my vault. The void crystal rested on its pedestal. It hummed as it absorbed the mana in the world. It flowed into the gem. Celine sat atop it. A motherly woman with black hair and tan skin. She wasn't much bigger than my hand. She floated up into the air.
Lord Leo.
She said, speaking directly.
You want to help.
You defended Astavin. They think I've conquered them. I said, feeling so weary. They want to send me tribute.
Taxes.
I just want to be a good neighbor, but they and Lord Shorvin, whose domain covers them, think I'm expanding my territory.
You'll convince Lord Shorvin that you're not.
I snorted.
Will I?
But it's why the twins attacked Astavin. They did it so I would go and defend my territory. They wanted me to leave with my most powerful monster girls. The only reason we're alive, Celine, was that I was already in the village. It gave me time to get back and stop the fight. We came close to dying. But we didn't die.
Celine said.
This time. They'll attack again. My hand seized the void crystal. I gripped it hard. I'm going to murder them, Celine. I'm going to make them pay for what they did here. For petrifying Halia and the villagers. For the pain they caused Garnet.
Pain?
Celine asked. They stole her innocence from her.
A succubus?
She might be a horny ball of naughty lust, but she was innocent in other ways. She killed today. She strangled a unicorn to death out of anger. My little sister can never take that back. She can never go back to being that innocent and adorable girl who had never harmed anyone. I'm going to murder the twins and enjoy it.
Lord Leo.
Whispered Celine. Don't do this. I have to. They're out of control. I have to defeat them.
Yes, yes, but this anger.
She rose to her feet, standing on the pinnacle of the crystal. You don't want to be a monster, do you? I closed my eyes.
No.
But. The Yukiana's eyes rose. How long can I withstand this before I stop caring? We won't let you stop caring.
Celine looked so fierce.
So motherly. You're monster girls and I will support you. We'll be there for you, Lord Leo. You won't have to do this alone.
Okay?
You'll have us to aid you.
I nodded.
Then I winced. I left Halia outside. She'll be fine. She said. When you've revived your monster girls, they can go fetch her. Make sure she's safe.
I sighed.
How can I replace them when I find the next Mana Vein?
I stared at Celine.
I made them. They're all unique and wonderful. I remembered creating Sphisos. The first monster girl I conjured out of the ether. I gave her life. I spoke her name, and she sprang into being. I was the god who created her. But did that give me the right to condemn her to endless sleep?
They'll do it for you.
Celine said, smiling. And then when I get level 3 monster girls, I retire them, too? I growled. I'll have to, won't I? I have to upgrade to win. That's how video games work, and this world. Fuck, it's some twisted game. Some messed up online game. Only I'm here in the flesh. I don't know what those words mean. She said.
Online?
Video?
Don't worry about it.
I closed my eyes. I have a lot more mana. You killed a lot of monster girls today. You can easily double the number of monster girls you have and greatly expand your dungeon. I felt all the slumbering monster girls. First, I would restore them to life. Could I really replace them, though? Could I condemn them to sleep for eternity? It didn't feel right to do that. Yes, it felt expedient. The easy choice. The monstrous one. I didn't want to be a monster. A demon feared by the world. I wanted to show them that I was their friend. That there was one dungeon builder who wasn't an asshole. I had to be different. I loved all my monster girls. My adorable wildhounds, my sexy mermaids, my delicious oozes, my busta satyrs, and my electric will-o-wisps. I awakened my mother first. I placed my dryad in the hot springs next to Garnet. My mother would comfort her. Garnet needed that right now. Lana Fullman I put in the room with me. She appeared in a flash of shadows, her back arching.
We won?
She asked.
Barely.
I told her. You don't even know what happened here, do you? They attacked the dungeon.
Oh my.
Lana said, her face horrified. As I awakened the other monster girls, I told her about what had occurred. I placed the mermaids and oozes, the will-o-wisps and wildhounds, and the satyrs in the hot spring. Then I added Pani and Bagi. They all needed a break. A chance to relax. From what I knew of the twins, their domain was so far away that there was no reaching us for days. We had some time to regroup and recover.
Lana.
I said. Halia's outside in a wagon. We had to leave her. Can you bring her in? I want to create a special room for her.
Of course. Lana said, her face so sad that I stood for some time in silence. I could hear the splash of the monster girls in the hot springs while I thought about what to do next. I glanced at Selene.
How do I go about finding mana veins?
They flow through the world, but there's no predicting their path. She said. This room is where one flows through your dungeon. There will be others in this mountain range. They don't flow far. Only a mile from their wellspring to their terminus. You just have to expand in the right direction.
I shook my head. I need to treat this like looking for diamonds in Minecraft.
Her tiny brow furrowed. I grabbed the stone and concentrated on the dungeon. From the throne room on, I made a single tunnel that led to the exit cave. I picked up Lana in the process and placed her at the very edge of the base. Suddenly, I realized just how much more I had to build.
I have to build test shafts, I said. I have to go out in different directions. Once I find the mana vein, then I can build a new dungeon around the point.
Oh, wow, said Selene. That's smart. That's how they find diamonds in your world.
In Minecraft, I said, smiling. Let's just allow Lana some time to get Halia, then we can begin.
Right, Selene said. You're going to find the power and get so much stronger.
I nodded. My level 1 monster girls did do some damage. They fought with the help of the stronger companions. What if I mixed in level 2 with them? Let them aid each other.
Could that work? I hope so. I wouldn't be a monster.
Chapter 17. When Garnet's mother appeared beside her in the hot water, a shuddering sob broke from the dainty succubus's lips. She knew her mother wasn't dead, but seeing her body vanishing into motes had put that fear in Garnet. Now she was alive.
Well,
Mommy!
Water sloshing around her, she threw her arms around her mother's neck and kissed her on the side of the cheek.
You're alive!
I am,
the motherly dryad said. Svisos popped into the water nearby. Then a host of will-o-wisps appeared out of flashes of shadows. Garnet didn't care about any of that. She just clung to her mother.
I was so scared.
She kissed her mother again.
It was so...
And...
I just... What is it?
Whispered her mother. The dryad stroked down the succubus's back.
What's wrong?
And nothing.
The words were all tangled up in the little succubus. She wanted to blurt out what she had done to the unicorn who had gored her mother, but she couldn't. She just clung tighter to the dryad, the steam rising around them.
S-H-H-H-H,
whispered her mother.
I know. Today was so awful. Having to fight. It was to protect our family. You, Leo, Maya, and all the monster girls. They are family.
Maya nodded. She had poked her head above the water. All the ice melted from her flesh. Garnet shuddered and sniffled.
They are. I was so scared that, oh, my baby girl.
Mrs. Baldwin pulled Garnet down. The succubus didn't resist her mother. She was brought to a heavy tit floating on the surface of the water, a brown nipple beating with milk. Garnet latched on and suckled from her dried mommy's teat. The rich and creamy milk splashed against the back of her throat. She loved the flavor. It was all so wonderful to feel spilling down her throat. Just an amazing delight to gulp down. She swallowed it all. She gulped it down with hunger. She savored every mouthful of the creamy and wonderful delight. Garnet felt so relaxed as the incestuous milk soothed her. Wings fluttered, rippling the surface of the water, a surface that was getting more and more disturbed. The wild hounds had appeared. They were yapping and squealing as they pounced on each other. Garnet could feel the sex brimming in the air. Already, one was licking at her sister's cunt. Then the mermaids appeared.
Oh yes, Skila!
Maya gasped.
Ooh, you naughty mermaid. I'm going to eat your pussy too.
Maya vanished beneath the water to 69 with a mermaid. They were licking and lapping each other. Garnet could feel it. A will-o-wisp used her lightning on a satyr which made her baw with delight. Near them, Boggy was lapping at Anuza's asshole. Garnet relaxed even more. The sex brimmed around her. This is how the world could be. Passion and love and sex and big harems of sexy monster girls having lesbian orgies. She nursed harder while her hand slid down her mother's stomach. Mrs. Baldwin purred her delight when Garnet's hand reached her thick pubic hair soaked by the water. The mommy dryad parted her thighs. Garnet's lithe fingers found her mommy's hot pussy.
Ooh, yes, yes, Garnet,
purred the sexy dryad.
Such a loving daughter.
I am,
Garnet thought. That was what she had to focus on. Not that other stuff. She gulped down more relaxing milk while her fingers rubbed up and down her mother's folds. Then she thrust her digits into her mother's depths. The dryad gasped, her cunt clenching down on the naughty succubus's digits. It was such a thrill to hear. She pumped her fingers in and out of her mother's cunt. She suckled down all the sweet and creamy milk she could, her cheeks hollowing. Her right pigtail dangled down into the rippling water.
Good,
hissed the naga.
Yes, yes, rub your pussy on mine. It's so good, Pani,
did Bod.
Oh, that's naughty,
barked Si.
You're licking my butthole, Sakata. Such a yummy butt,
groaned the ooze.
I love tribbing,
gasped Svisos.
Ooh, rub that cunt on mine, Hila. Rub that naughty, little cunt on mine. Yes, yes, yes,
the wildhound howled. All those sounds were amazing. They were such a treat to hear to the succubus. She fingered her mother harder. She plunged her fingers deep and hard into her mother's twat. That delicious snatch held her digits tight. She worked her fingers in and out faster and ground the heel of her hand on her mother's clit.
Mrs. Baldwin gasped. Her moans echoed through the bathhouse, reverberating with the other monster girl's gasps and moans.
Oh, Garnet.
The mommy dryad moaned.
Oh, your fingers. Oh, yes, yes.
Garnet suckled hard and filled her mouth with milk. Her cheeks bulged as she kept draining out more and more. She held all she could and then ripped her mouth off her mother's nipple. She darted up and kissed her right on the mouth. Their tongues danced together. They traded the creamy milk back and forth. Garnet loved the feel of it spilling over her chin. She thrust her fingers deep into her mother's cunt. Her mother moaned, her pussy clenching down on the naughty succubus's digits. Garnet thrust her fingers in faster and faster. She rammed them in deep. She plundered her mother's cunt and loved the squeals the dryad made. Mrs. Baldwin's thighs clamped down around the succubus's hand. The dryad broke the kiss and howled.
Garnet!
Her motherly flesh went wild around Garnet's fingers. A big grin flashed across Garnet's face as her mother's head tossed. The wicked succubus loved the sight. The sound. She savored the feel of her mother's cunt writhing around her digits.
Quay heh heh!
She chortled, not having to force it at all.
Come, you naughty dryad mommy! I'm coming so hard!
Moaned Mrs. Baldwin.
Oh yes, yes, you're such a wicked thing, Garnet! I know!
The succubus kissed her mother again, her tail swishing behind her and churning up the water. She was so glad to love her mother. She wasn't dead. Garnet's big brother had saved the day. He had made everything right. He would always make everything right. She believed that 100%. Mrs. Zoe Baldwin broke the kiss with her daughter, the dryad's orgasm reaching the peak of rapture. The dryad leaned back, panting. The warm water felt so amazing around her. The monster girls were all loving each other. They had won. What Mrs. Baldwin had done today had been necessary. She had to keep telling herself that. Necessary. They had fought against the forces of two evil men. The twins. She despised them. She would fight hard with her son, her daughter, Maya, and all the other monster girls. They would triumph. Mrs. Baldwin would see to it.
Mommy.
Cooed Garnet, pulling her fingers out of the dryad's pussy. She pulled them out of the water and popped them into her mouth. Her dark red wings fluttered. The succubus shuddered.
You like that, huh?
Asked the dryad.
You want more of mommy's pussy?
Garnet nodded, still nursing on her fingers.
I bet you do. But what about your pleasure?
Mrs. Baldwin licked her lips.
Don't you deserve to come, too? You made me feel so good, Garnet. Let me do the same.
Garnet slid her fingers out of her mouth and gasped.
You're passing on having me lick your yummy pussy, mommy?
Not passing, she said with a smile.
But I'm your mother, and I need to make sure my little succubus is taken care of. You're a creature of sex now. You have to come and come and come. Quay, heh heh, I do.
Then sit on the edge of the pool and let your mommy devour that yummy pussy of yours.
Yes, mommy.
Garnet rose, the wet ends of her pigtails clinging to her skin. Water dripped down her body and off her wings. Her tail swished back and forth as it thrust from her tailbone. Her cute rump and hairless pussy appeared as she crawled out. Mrs. Baldwin licked her lips at the incestuous sight. Then Garnet spun around and sat on her butt. She spread her legs, her pussy lips parting to show off her pink depths. She leaned back on her elbows and had such a naughty gleam in her crimson eyes. It made Mrs. Baldwin shudder at how depraved it was. Then she ducked her head down and buried her face into her daughter's snatch. She licked at Garnet's spicy pussy. The dryad's tongue lapped up and down those yummy folds. She brushed the succubus's clit.
Yes,
squealed Garnet.
Mommy! Such a yummy pussy you have,
purred the dryad, her leafy green hair spilling over Garnet's wet thighs.
I do have a yummy pussy,
the naughty succubus said. She had a big grin on her face.
I'm glad you recognize that, mommy. How could I fail to?
The dryad swiped up her daughter's cunt, gathering all that spicy cream.
That's good.
Moaned Garnet. The dryad licked and lapped at her daughter's cunt. She dragged her tongue up those wonderful folds to her clit. She brushed that naughty bud, sending more shivers through Garnet. Her wings fluttered behind her. The little succubus moaned in delight. She groaned, her head tossing back and forth as she enjoyed the licking and lapping. It was a true delight to feast at the incestuous folds of her daughter's pussy. The dryad mommy loved it.
Oh yes,
Garnet moaned.
So good. Just let mommy make you come.
Mrs. Baldwin purred. She thrust her tongue into her daughter's cunt and swirled it about. Moans echoed through the bathing room. Water splashed as the other monster girls loved each other. The dryad savored her daughter's twat, caressing those spicy folds with a nimble tongue. The wicked dryad enjoyed feasting on her daughter's pussy. It sent such a taboo thrill through the mother to devour this incestuous twat. It was a feat she never would have performed back in the real world. Now she dove into it with relish, her tongue thrust into her daughter's pussy. Mrs. Baldwin feasted on her daughter's cunt with a wild passion. A wicked and wanton lust. Her hips wiggled back and forth, the water rippling around her thighs, as she ate her daughter's delicious snatch. The dryad loved the taste. She reveled in the forbidden delight of eating her daughter's cunt. Garnet's back arched, the succubus whimpering. Her wings flared wide while her thighs squeezed about Mrs. Baldwin's head.
Mommy!
The girl moaned.
Oh, mommy, yes, yes, that's wonderful. What a delight. Ooh, you're so wicked. Quay, heh heh, you're going to make your sexy daughter come.
Mommy!
Come all over my face, Garnet.
Moaned the dryad.
Just shower me in your cream. I love you.
Love you too, mommy.
Garnet moaned.
Ooh, yes, yes, I love you so much. Just keep licking me.
The dryad wiggled her hips back and forth, and then gasped when soft hands grabbed her butt. They were gelatinous hands. One of the oozes kneaded her ass and then parted her cheeks.
The dryad trembled as the soft face pressed into her crack.
Ooh, ooh, Filterra, eat my mommy's asshole.
Garnet moaned.
Rim that sphincter. Quay, heh heh.
Gladly. Filterra moaned. The ooze licked at Mrs. Baldwin's asshole. The wet tongue fluttered around the dryad's puckered sphincter. She moaned into her daughter's cunt. Her tongue thrust into Garnet's incestuous snatch, soaking in those spicy juices as that wicked ooze licked and lapped and rimmed. The ooze's tongue felt so naughty on the dryad's asshole. Her butt cheeks clenched around Filterra's gelatinous face. Then a thick appendage pressed on her pussy. One of Filterra's tentacles pushed into the dryad. The wiggling tentacle thrust into Mrs. Baldwin's cunt. She moaned into her daughter's twat as the thick appendage filled her cunt, undulating in her, pulsing in ways her son's cock couldn't. A moment later, Filterra's tongue pushed into Mrs. Baldwin's asshole.
Oh, yes.
She moaned as that tongue became a thick and invading tentacle, too. It stretched open her asshole and thrust deep into her bowels. It swirled around in her, licking and fucking her anal sheath at the same time.
So good. Ooh, ooh, is she using her tentacles on you, mommy?
Garnet asked, her leathery wings rustling.
Yes. Squealed the dryad.
She slid her fingers up her daughter's thighs until she found Garnet's pussy. Toes curling in the water from the tentacles fucking her cunt and asshole, Mrs. Baldwin thrust her digits into her daughter's juicy cunt. At the same time, the dryad latched onto the succubus's clit and sucked.
Mommy!
Gasped Garnet. Mrs. Baldwin nursed on her daughter's clit. She suckled with hunger, loving the feel of that naughty bud between her lips. She suckled with hunger. It was a thrill for her. A wonderful delight for her to suckle on her daughter's clit while the wicked Filterra fucked her tentacles in and out of the dryad's holes. Those naughty, squirming, wiggling appendages in her asshole and pussy sent two frictions melting through her nethers. Velvety heat and silky delight swirled about in her, mixing and churning. She moaned around her daughter's clit, sucking hard while plundering her pussy with hard thrusts of her fingers.
Mommy! Mommy!
The wicked succubus moaned, her small titties quivering. Black pigtails swayed about her shoulders while her adorable face twisted in delight. She's so beautiful, the dryad thought, staring at her daughter's face. I'm so glad I'm here. So glad to be able to love my children. A moment of longing washed through her. Crystal wasn't here. Her oldest daughter would be so delicious to play with. She suckled hard on Garnet's clit while churning up the succubus's pussy. The dryad's own holes clenched down on Filterra's tentacles. The ooze churned up her cunt and asshole, driving her to her orgasm while she nursed on the succubus's clit and fingered her twat.
Mommy! Mommy!
Gasped Garnet.
I'm going to come! Quay, heh heh, you're going to make your naughty daughter come! Do it!
She moaned and then nipped her daughter's clit with her teeth. Not hard. She knew her daughter would love it. Garnet gasped, her cunt clenching down on the dryad's two fingers. Wings flared wide. The succubus threw back her head and cried out in wordless rapture. Her cunt spasmed around Mrs. Baldwin's fingers, pussy cream gushing out. The dryad reveled in the feel of her daughter's cunt spasming about her fingers. She loved the feeling while she thrust her digits in and out of the girl's twat. The hot flesh rippled about her fingers. She abandoned the succubus's clit to lap at the spicy cream gushing out around her digits.
Mommy!
Squealed Garnet. Mrs. Baldwin shuddered, her orgasm building so fast. The tentacle tongue swirled about in her asshole, while Filterra's other appendage pumped in and out of the dryad's cunt. She drank her daughter's juices and swelled to her orgasm. Her boobs swayed beneath her. She ripped her fingers out of Garnet's cunt and sealed her lips over her daughter's pussy. The juices poured into Mrs. Baldwin's mouth. The forbidden and spicy cream spilled down her lips. She gulped it down, her orgasm swelling. Her holes clenched down on Filterra's tentacles.
Oh, yes, yes, mommy!
Garnet whimpered, her juices flowing. She leaned back on her hands, breathing heavily.
So good. Love you. Love you.
Moaned the dryad, so happy to make her daughter come.
You're the best, mommy!
Groaned Garnet.
Just the best.
Joy burst through Mrs. Baldwin. That sent her off. She exploded in orgasmic delight. Her pussy and asshole convulsed around Filterra's tentacles. She enjoyed the appendages writhing around in her spasming holes. Waves of pleasure rushed through the dryad. They flooded her mind. They spilled over her thoughts and drowned her mind. She rubbed her face into her daughter's hairless twat and savored the ecstasy consuming her.
Oh God, yes!
She whimpered, her leafy, green hair spilling over her daughter's pale thighs.
So good. Yes, it is.
Garnet moaned.
Oh, Filterra, you made my mommy come hard.
The tongue tentacle pulled out of the dryad's asshole.
It was so much fun, Garnet. Yes, it was.
The dryad moaned, her body trembling through her orgasm, her pussy spasming over the other appendage.
Yes.
Her orgasm hit that peak. She trembled, so glad to have comforted her daughter. And herself. What happened today had been horrifying. The reality of what they had faced had left wounds on her heart, but she had to be strong. For her daughter, and for her son. He wasn't here. He should be. He needed to have his women love him. Then she realized Lana Fullman wasn't here. And she smiled. He had always had a crush on the movie starlet. That sort of boyish lust for the unattainable. Maya savored the warmth of the water as she held Skeela to her. The mermaid's lips licked at the Undine's cunt.
Maya thrust her tongue into the mermaid's cunt, savoring the honey flavor of Skila's cunt. What a yummy flavor, thought the Undine. Pussy had never held any fascination for Maya. She liked boys. Leo. Had liked even loved Leo since they were kids. Had wanted to be his wife. Now she was his monster girl, one of the special companions that he had brought from the real world to share this crazy, fantasy universe with him. This living, breathing video game. She found that more than enough. She was with Leo. Friends and lovers now. She squirmed in the water, hugging the mermaid scaly but in her watery hands. Maya's tongue licked at the slit in the mermaid's scales. Her honey-flavored pussy. The fishtail flickered before her, moving the pair ever so slightly in the heart of the hot spring. The sounds of passion echoed around them. It radiated through the waters, the sounds lowered in octaves, but the Undine could hear it with clarity. Water was Maya's domain now. She was water. It was a new existence point when she loved. Skila's tongue lapped over the watery folds of Maya's pussy. Pleasure rushed through the Undine. She shuddered and moaned, her tongue thrusting deep into Skila's pussy. The mermaid gasped, a sing-song burst of pleasure. Yeah, you like that, don't you? Maya said, her fingers finding the other slit in the mermaid's scales. A smaller one that hit her puckered asshole. And you like this too? She pressed her finger against the mermaid's sphincter. Maya caressed it as her tongue thrust into the honey-flavored depths of the mermaid's cunt. Skila's tail flicked. She moaned as her anal ring widened to swallow Maya's digit. Yes, I do, sis! The mermaid moaned. She, the other mermaids, and the oozes saw Maya as their honorary sister. They were all born of the water glyph, their origins similar even if Maya came from another universe. Ooh, your finger feels so naughty in my butt. I can do that too! The mermaid's digit squeezing Maya's watery ass moved across the Undine's rippling flesh. Waves washed through the Undine at all times, stirred by her movement and her emotions. A quivering one passed through her as Skila's digits ventured into her butt crack and found her asshole. It's so weird, Maya thought. I'm made of water, don't eat or drink, and don't have to use the restroom, and yet I have a butt. A naughty backdoor for wicked mermaids to thrust their fingers into. Being an Undine was both delicious and baffling for Maya. Not that she was complaining as the mermaid's two digits thrust into her asshole. Maya moaned, her bowels clenching down on those intruding fingers. She wiggled her digit around in the mermaid's asshole, stirring the mermaid up while her tongue lapped at that delicious slit. They both moaned, feasting on the other's cunt, fingers pumping in and out of the other's asshole. The delight mixed in Maya. Two wonderful sensations that built and built her towards her orgasm. She would have a mighty one. A big burst of ecstasy. She needed it after today. She fluttered her tongue up and down the mermaid's pussy lips and thrust not just one more finger into Skila's asshole, but two. Maya's three digits reamed out the mermaid's naughty butthole. The velvety she squeezed her fingers tight together. Lady Ninley's liquid cunt! Gasped the mermaid, her tail flashing wildly. Maya! Yes, yes, stretch out my butthole! Let's come together! Maya moaned, her orgasm building from the delicious heat of the mermaid's two digits plunging into her asshole. Yes! Squealed Skila. The mermaid latched onto Maya's clit and nursed. The Undine gasped, her butthole clenching down on the two digits reaming out her anal sheath. Maya lapped at Skila's pussy. She brushed the mermaid's clit, latched on, they nursed on each other. They suckled, Maya's bud throbbing in the mermaid's wonderful mouth. The Undine nibbled on Skila's clit and thrust three fingers deep into the mermaid's asshole. The pressure in Maya's cunt grew and grew. She trembled, her round breasts rubbing into the mermaid's soft belly. Human skin caressed Maya's nipples. They throbbed, sending bliss shooting to her pussy. She moaned, her legs spasming. The warm water flowed around them, caressing her liquid flesh. I'm going to explode, thought Maya, thrilled by the prospect. Oh yes, yes, Skila. You're so amazing, the Undine climaxed. Her pussy convulsed. Juices gushed out of her cunt and into the mermaid's hungry mouth. Skila licked at Maya's folds while her asshole spasmed around the mermaid's two digits. Skila moaned, her bowels clenching around Maya's three digits. Then the mermaid's honey juices gushed into the water. Into the Undine's mouth. Maya drank down the mermaid's pussy juices, pleasure rushing through her body. Waves rippled through the Undine's flesh. She shuddered and bucked, her thighs squeezing about Skila's head. They spun in the water, moaning and gasping as they drank the other's cream. Hot, delicious, yummy cream. Maya reveled in the lesbian bliss. She feasted on the mermaid's cunt as the rapture drowned her mind. She savored the bliss. They had survived the brutal fight. She had helped Leo triumph over his enemies. And she would do so again. Maya would fight at Leo's side. The naughty Undine would stand proud beside her best friend and lover. She would face whatever would come. And in the meantime, she would love his harem of monster girls. She would support him with everything she had. Her orgasm hit that wonderful peak. She moaned, her passion mixing with the will-o-wisps and oozes, the satyrs and wildhounds. Garnet gasped. Mrs. Baldwin moaned. Yusuku, Pani, and Bagi all cried out their orgasmic pleasure. They would all love and defend Leo. Chapter 18. I fixed the image of the mountain that my dungeon lay beneath. I could feel its dimensions. How it rose from the surrounding range, thrusting up proud into the air. I was on the west side of the range. There was plenty of room north, east, and south for me to expand. I sent my first shaft north. I created a hallway that ran and ran and ran in a straight line. I thrust it out into the rocks. It formed in moments, the void crystal humming between my fingers as I created the simplistic tunnel. Just a basic hallway. No traps. No rugs to cover the bare stone. Not even bricks, just shafts carved out of the rock itself. The cheapest tunnel. The longest one I could build without dismissing my monster girls to get more power. That felt too callous. If I wanted to protect my heart and not become like these cocksucking twins, I had to not think of my monster girls as things. They were people. Flesh and blood girls who had their passions. Their wants and desires. I wouldn't abuse their love. I couldn't. It was bad enough to make them fight and die for me. I felt no mana vein pumping magic through that tunnel. I didn't expect to find it on the first go. It was like mining for diamonds in Minecraft. You dug tunnel space 2 blocks apart. This allowed you to see as many blocks as possible. Increased your chance of finding the rare resource. I shifted my tunnel over 10 feet. It reached the same distance to the north but passed through different rocks and minerals. Touched different parts of the mountain. Nothing. I didn't let that disappoint me. You sometimes got lucky searching for diamonds. Other times, you went through a lot of iron pickaxes. Third tunnel north. Fourth. Fifth. I went methodically building out from my dungeon. Some could reach farther than others because of the layout, but I covered the northern side effectively. I shifted my stance, my feet starting to ache from standing up. I felt Lana watching me. She had delivered Halia's statue to the dungeon. I had put my poor paladin in her own room, a shrine to hold and protect her statue. It was off the bedroom. I had conjured flowers to surround her. My hands clenched my void crystal. I would carve out Xiamili's heart and steal his earth glyph. North was a bust, so I shifted to east. I worked as methodically. I sent the tunnels out deep into the mountain range, passing beneath other peaks. I longed to feel that magic flowing through me. That increased to my power and abilities I needed. Come on, I muttered as my dungeon changed again. You can relax, Leo, Lana said. Today was harrowing. You can get some sleep or enjoy your women. I can hear them moaning in the bathroom. Let's soak in the hot springs. No, I growled, my hands clenching down on the crystal. How could I relax when I was so powerless against the twins? Leo, she said in this placating way that made my shoulders tense. I can rest later. This is too important. Her curvy form pressed into my back. Round breasts that tingled with her electric current. Her crackling wings hovered over us. She kissed at my neck, her arms holding me tight. She stroked over my chest, brushing the 4 glyphs tattooed into my skin. Each was made of cuneiform-like markings to form stylized representation of lightning, dark, life, and water. You're not alone in this. She nibbled on my ear. We're in this with you. Because I brought you here. I plucked you out of your life and put you in this madness. And am I complaining? Her arms tightened around me. I'm happy to be here with my number one fan. Am I? I put you in danger. What sort of fan does that? You were such a fan, you chose me out of literally billions of women. How can I not be flattered by that? Impressed. Leo Baldwin, I am not sad to be here. I'm not angry. I'm thrilled. I'm free of my life. My addictions. The casting couch. And there is something about this world. Something special. You're going to figure it out. Working with Fujin will help. But only if we can survive. It's not just the twins. Others will attack. More powerful adventurers will come. I have to upgrade. I swallowed, terrified I would be forced to replace my will-o-wisps and wildhounds, my oozes and mermaids and satyrs. I made them. Created them with my will. I was like their god, but what sort of god treated their creations like that, as toys? Things. I fucked them, made them die for me, then put them into eternal sleep. I have to get stronger. I growled. Then I wouldn't have to abandon my monster girls. I could have the strength to keep Svisos and Hila, Dud and Skila and Sakata. I could have them all. I sent out more tunnels to the east as Lana held me. Her presence was a comfort. It was tedious work. Fatigue began to nibble at the edges of my mind. My stomach growled, hunger building as I sent my exploration tunnels east, driving them through the stone of the mountains, passing different veins of stone all mixed. Nothing to the east. I worked south now, growing desperate. I sent tunnel after tunnel thrusting into the stone. My heart tightened as each one was a failure. Where were these mana veins that were supposed to be worming their way through the world? You'll find one, said Celine. Just be patient. They're out there. What if I got screwed over? I sent back to her. What if I got the patch that didn't have an abundance of veins? In any random distribution, there will be clusters and there will be voids. What if I'm in a void? Don't give up, Lord Leo. I sent the last tunnel south, my stomach tensing. Nothing. This had to be the one. I had to breach the vein. I could feel the one flowing through my dungeon. It wound about, flowing like an invisible river. There had to be something and... Fuck! I groaned, my hands falling from the crystal. No luck, huh? I glanced over at Maya. She leaned against the wall. Not a trace of the ice remained in her. How long had she been there? Her watery flesh rippled. She put a conciliatory smile on her lips like she would when I got my ass kicked in Call of Duty. She would be sitting on my bed, idly flipping through a magazine while giving me supportive comments, and when I lost. Fuck! I muttered, my hands falling from the humming void crystal. We're in trouble, Maya! Isn't that life? She asked. She thrust out the bowl she held in her hand. A savory stew steamed in it, the thick gravy mixed with meat and vegetables. My mother's cooking. The scent watered my mouth. I sighed and held out my hand. She placed the bowl in it. I moved from the crystal and leaned against the wall. I sank to the floor and sat on my ass, not caring it was uncomfortable. Maya sat cross-legged before me, her naked tits jiggling, and then they just rippled, small waves washing across her body, following the three-dimensional curves of her flesh.
"What's the problem?" she asked.
"We won today." He struck out on finding any veins of mana, Lana said.
"Yeah."
I stirred the pewter spoon through the stew. It smelled good. My stomach rumbled. I should eat, but I felt like such a failure. We had lucked out today. Barely won.
"I can't find any more. I sent out tunnels east, north, and south.
What about west?"
Maya asked.
"The dungeon has used that space already. I would have found anything west."
"Hmm," Maya said. "I guess I need to think about the diagonals." I said.
"Go northeast and southeast. Hit the territory I missed."
"And you tried up and down, right?"
Maya asked that I froze.
"I mean, we're in a mountain, right?"
She looked up.
"You're not just looking on the same level, right? What is it called in Minecraft?"
"The same Y layer."
"Fuck,"
I muttered, my brain hurting. She giggled.
"You did forget."
"What?"
"Hunting for diamonds only at level 12 or something."
I rolled my shoulders. In Minecraft, there was a variety of opinions on which Y level you should hunt for diamonds. They spawned between layers 15 and 1, but too low you hit unbreakable bedrock and were more likely to hit lava pools. So people talked about doing it on level 11 or level 12 or level 13. Different people had different ideas, but just because one level might be the best for searching didn't mean you wouldn't be mining above or below what you're looking for and never find it.
"Shit,"
I muttered and took a big bite of my stew. A piece of softened meat and vegetable. I chewed the warmth in my mouth and swallowed.
"God, I'm an idiot. We have a peak above us, and who knows how deep into the earth I can drive my dungeon.
It's okay that you're an idiot though, Leo,"
Maya said, a mocking smile on her face.
"You have plenty of women around you that can think for you."
I gave her a leveled look. She fired me back an innocent grin. I finished my stew, scooping out all the bits of meat and vegetables, and then drank the gravy. It filled my belly with warmth. Something invigorating and had me eager to get back to work. I had a second wind.
"All right,"
I said.
"Let's explore up and down."
Celine beamed at me as she perched on the void crystal. My little spirit hummed happily. She rubbed her hands together. She wiggled there on the void crystal, looking so pleased. Hope invigorating me, I grabbed the void crystal that I sent a tunnel straight down. Before, I was sending the horizontal ones out 2 or so miles. Now I went down. A shaft that bored into the mountain. It grew hotter and hotter the lower I went. I recalled that the crust of the earth was something like 6 miles thick on average, but humans had never gone more than a mile or so down because it got so hot. I believed it. I could never build my dungeon so low, and I doubted mana veins would flow that deep. So I shifted tactics. I felt the limit of where things were comfortable, about a half mile down. Instead of one tunnel, I created 4 tunnels and shot them down, covering more ground faster. I bored beneath us over and over.
"Nothing below us here,"
I said. "It could be more spread out.
Time for up."
I could feel the mountain above us. The peak rose a good mile above us, but not directly over our heads. I created 2 tunnels that neared the surface and gasped. The void crystal burst with a black light. It hummed louder, sucked with more hunger. The rush of power that slammed into me sent me stumbling back. I gasped, my mind expanding with the power. I could feel new spells whispering through me. More powerful magics that I could use. Intermediate magic. I groaned, Lana and Maya both grabbing my arms to steady me. The world spun around me. I shuddered. Nearly directly over the vault, almost breaching the mountain, a vein just clipped into the stone. A bend of its flow across the sky brought it overhead for, perhaps, 50 feet of its journey. Enough for my tunnel to bore into it.
Tap into it.
"I found it,"
I said, my fingers tingling.
"Jesus, I can feel it. There's so much more power I can draw upon."
"See,"
Maya said, smiling at me.
"Need to work smarter, not harder."
Voices echoed, then the doors burst open.
"Big bro."
Garnet hugged me from behind.
"What was that, big bro?"
My little sister rubbed her small tits into my back, her wings fluttering. Other monster girls spilled in. My dryad mother, Yusuku, several of the wild hounds and satyrs, one of the will-o-wisps, Cicada the ooze, and Boggy. Pawnee slithered in, her breast swaying. She looked around, forked tongue flicking out.
"I hit it,"
I said. I broke from my little sister's embrace and grabbed the void crystal. I felt the power flowing through me.
"I can make new monster girls. More powerful ones."
"Lord Leo,"
Sviso said, the first true monster girl I made, moving up beside me.
"It's been an honor serving and loving you. We're ready for our sleep. We'll dream of you, Lord Leo,"
Hila said, the cute wild hound kneeling at my other side, her black and bushy tail wagging.
"What?"
I gasped.
"We understand,"
Did said. The satyr's large boobs jiggled.
"I wish we could have served you longer than we did, but you'll like who replaces us."
"Yes,"
Cicada said.
"We'll dream of you, Lord Leo. We love you, Lord Leo."
All the wild hounds yipped.
"You're amazing,"
Zyba said, her big boobs swirling with azure plasma. The will-o-wisp smiled at me.
"I'll dream about you nursing from my tits,"
Hava said, the satyr cupping her bountiful boobs. Milk beaded at her nipples.
"We love you,"
I heard from outside the room, the three mermaids singing out together.
"No,"
my voice echoed through the room. All the monster girls flinched. They stared at me, hurt on their faces. Several of the wild hounds whimpered.
Hela's tail stopped wagging. Havis released her tits and squirmed.
I'm not putting you to sleep,
I said, staring at my monster girls.
But you can have stronger ones, said Sakala.
The ooze smiled at me.
You can make hippocampi. They are better than us oozes and mermaids.
Or werebears, said Kerr. The satyr moved up beside Havis.
Big and busted werebears, Lord Leo.
The others were nodding. I weathered them and said,
I don't care. I am not sacrificing you. But we're yours to be sacrificed, Lord Leo,
Sviso said. You'll be stronger by replacing us.
Upgrading us, said Ci.
The wildhound smiled at me.
We're fine with it, Lord Leo.
Well, I'm not, I said.
Upgrade? This isn't a video game. It might feel like one, but you're all real. All have emotions. I love you all. How can I put you all to sleep? What sort of man does that to the women he cares about?
Lord Leo. Svisos croaked, tears in her eyes.
But, you'll be weaker.
Will I? I looked around at them.
You're all amazing. You held off the attack against better monster girls. You fought so hard and even killed some of them.
I'll make stronger ones, I will, but you'll be there to support them.
To aid them.
You'll work together.
I rolled my shoulders. And you'll fight harder because I believe in you. Love you so much that I'm not going to be a monster and sacrifice you so I have more power.
Fuck that.
That's the game the other dungeon builders play.
I'm not playing it. I'm going to change this world. Forge peace with the humans and elves and dwarves and whatever other races are in this world. My monster girls will be loved and cared for. I won't sacrifice a single one of you.
Lord Elio. They cried out, tears in all my monster girls' eyes.
Big bro.
Squealed Garnet.
You're awesome. She hugged me from behind again, her small breasts rubbing on me. Her hands slid down my body. She grabbed my cock, stroking it.
I shuddered, hardening beneath her touch.
I groaned, the heat rushing through me.
I don't have time for that now.
I muttered. I have to make new monster girls.
And fuck them.
Maya said with a giggle.
And fuck them.
I said, smiling.
They deserve it.
I have to redesign the dungeon, too.
We're going vertical.
I like that idea. Make my living quarters up high.
So I need to.
Hela engulfed the tip of my dick. I gasped at the feel of the wildhound's mouth latched onto my cock. I glanced down at her. She had this mischievous glint in her green and reflective eyes. Her canine ears twitched as they thrust up through her black hair. She suckled on me. I groaned, my back arching into my little sister's small tits. She stroked the base of my cock as Hela nursed on me. The wildhound bobbed her head, her busy tail swishing behind her.
Enjoy, big bro.
Garnet cooed.
Quay, heh heh, we won today.
It cost us, but we're going to triumph. You earned one orgasm from Hela. She's so cute.
Such a good puppy.
Hela moaned her delight and sucked harder on my cock. I groaned at that nursing feeling. It was incredible. A smile spread on my lips as the naughty monster girl bobbed her head, sliding her lips up and down my shaft.
We love you, Lord Leo.
Ullo said. The satyr smiled at me, her fingers kneading her tits.
Love you so much, Lord Leo.
Jintara said before the will-o-wisp leaned down to latch onto Ullo's breast and suckle. The satyr moaned in delight.
Come in Hela's mouth, big bro, then you get to work.
Garnet said. Just build a brand new and awesome dungeon. Make some sexy arachnes too.
Barkdu the wildhound smiled.
They're sexy, and so full of dark. Fuck, those are spider monsters, right?
I groaned, my dick throbbing in Hela's hungry mouth. Dudu nodded.
Shit. I panted. And some sexy Quetzalcoatl.
Added Svite. The will-o-wisp smiled as Filterra knelt before her and munched on the will-o-wisp's cunt.
Ooh, so many sexy new monster girls for us to love when we're on break. Thank you, Lord Leo, for keeping us.
Sang the mermaids from outside the room. I caught my mother smiling with pride. I shuddered and nodded to her, drinking in her approval.
I was glad to have it.
I closed my eyes, my cock throbbing and aching in Hela's wonderful mouth. She suckled with such passion. She bobbed her head, working her lips up and down my cock. I scratched at her head between her ears. She moaned, her tail wagging faster and ears twitching. The pressure of her suction swelled.
My balls tightened.
I groaned, the pleasure flowing through me. I relaxed into the bliss. I had a full belly, and was surrounded by my loving monster girls. I would be on par with the twins in terms of power. The same level spells. I would show them that my lower level monster girls were still a threat. I bet the stronger ones cost more power for me to use. I would have the numeric edge, but even then, I would have to use my monster girls smartly.
Damn, Hela.
I groaned as she sucked with passion. She nursed on me, her mouth working up and down my cock.
That's good.
She moaned around my cock, tail wagging happily. The moans and gasps of the other monster girls rippled around me as I closed my eyes and just savored the wildhound's wet and hot mouth sliding up and down my cock. Her tongue danced around it, bathing me in passion. I groaned, the pressure rising in my balls. That explosive release that would burst from my cock. I shuddered, savoring this pleasure. I scratched harder at the crown of Hela's head. Her moans hummed around my cock.
You're going to make my big brother come so hard, Hela,
Garnet said.
I can feel it.
Her hand stroking my cock released it and slid down to cup my balls.
They're just brimming with that salty load for you to enjoy.
I groaned as she massaged my sack. Her fingers worked at my nuts. The pressure built and built in them. It was incredible. I smiled,
the pressure building and building in me. I would have such a mighty explosion if Cum Garnet's fingers knew just how to touch my balls to add to the delight of Hela's blowjob. My little sister cooed as she did it. Her hard nipples rubbed into my back. It was such a delight. I groaned, my heart pounding in my chest. My nuts throbbed. They ached with such pressure. It was amazing to feel. I loved it.
Oh, fuck.
I groaned. That's wonderful.
Oh, damn, that's just amazing. Shit, shit, shit.
I erupted. I fired my cum into Hela's mouth. The wild hound moaned, her cheeks bulging as I pumped her full of my cum. The pleasure slammed through my mind. Stars burst across my vision. They danced before me. Just such a delight. I smiled, savoring every moment of this ecstasy blazing across my thoughts.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
I groaned, my cock spurting over and over into her mouth. She gulped it down, her tail wagging fast. I groaned, stars bursting across my vision. It was amazing to feel. The pleasure spilled over my thoughts. It was awesome to feel. I groaned, my back arching. I smiled as I pumped my cum into her mouth. Garnet massaged my balls, giggling and cooing as she kneaded out every drop of cum for Hela to enjoy. The other monster girls were gasping and moaning and crying out their passion around me. I smiled at them as I hit the peak of my pleasure.
Damn.
I groaned. How could I ever put you to sleep, Hela? You're amazing. She slid her mouth up my cock, her lips popping off.
I won't let you down, Lord Leo. I'll work so hard to be amazing.
So will I.
Philtera gasped.
Me too.
Zybus cried out. Lord Leo, we won't let you down.
Scene cried, her big boobs jiggling.
We'll fight so hard for you, Lord Leo.
We love you, Lord Leo.
Sang my three mermaids. I smiled at them all as they rushed in. A pile of monster girls hugged me. I was engulfed in a bounty of oozes, satyrs, will-o-wisps, and wild hounds. They kissed me, some with lips stained with pussy cream. Their tits filled my hands. I cupped their pussies and rubbed their wet lips. They licked me, stroked my cock, and even pinched my ass. They were all so excited. I knew that I had made the right decision.
Chapter 19. I sent all my monster girls to the throne room to celebrate. Well, the mermaid stayed in the bathhouse. I dropped Punny in there though. The Nava was at home in the water, being a water monster girl herself. I left only my companions in here as I rolled my shoulders. I felt the new magic I could cast. Shape change, an intermediate life spell sounded interesting. I could become an animal. There had to be a way to use that. I could also heal worse wounds and cure diseases. That was good. I hoped there wouldn't be any pestilence. But we were in a medieval world, so that had to be expected. I could choke people with darkness or hide that I had any magic on me. Make me seem like a normal person. That could be useful for moving about incognito. I could bind people with chains of lightning or deal more damage with sizzle. With water magic, I could make a hammer that would smash hard into enemies. Every type of magic seemed to have a weapon associated with it. Dark had dagger and lightning spear. Wasn't sure what life had, but water seemed to be hammer. I could also send a sweeping wave that battered enemies and make myself slick and impossible to hold. Useful stuff, but that wasn't what I was here to do. I first had to redesign my dungeon. I recreated all my normal trap rooms, the water room, the lightning room, and dark room. I made my labyrinth more extensive and spanned two levels now. My throne room I shifted up a level higher. Heroes and adventurers would have to face more traps and run into more dead ends. My monster girls would be in a position to support each other, but the real change was my vault and living quarters. I brought those high up to where the vein pierced my dungeon. I put my vault there, flipping the orientation of my bedroom, living room, kitchen, bathroom, and Halia's resting room. Instead of the hallway that led to the throne room, I put in a magical lift.A and elevator that used platforms that moved up and down via magic. An expensive addition, but we were hundreds of feet above the rest of the dungeon. I didn't even feel the changes. When I opened my eyes though, I was now staring at the door that led out. Garnet gasped and Mom grabbed the wall, shaking her head. Lana rubbed at her ears while Maya's body rippled.
That was weird, she said.
The door moved.
Leo's been busy,
Mom said, a motherly smile on her lips.
Did we rise higher?
Asked Lana.
I feel like my ears need to pop.
Yeah,
I said and yawned to help my ears change to the sudden jump in elevation.
We have to use an elevator to get down to the dungeon.
Cool,
Garnet squealed.
Quay heh heh, our enemies will never find us up here.
That's so fascinating,
said Mom.
Monster girls now,
said Garnet.
Ooh, ooh, make the arachnes. Let's see how sexy they are. I bet they'll love me. I want to play with them. You're terrified of spiders,
I said.
I remember you screaming when you saw a little one. You ran away and nearly fell down the stairs.
It wasn't little,
Garnet said, squirming.
And these are spider monster girls. So they'll be sexy and friendly.
I shook my head. I grabbed the void crystal. I felt like I could make 13 of the level 2 monster girls. I had to consider this. The water ones, sadly, were the least useful. They required water to be effective. The oozes could cooperate, but the level 2 ones were purely aquatic like the mermaids. I could make one hippocampus to help the mermaids guard the water room, one of the most important in the dungeon, and then make 4 of the other 3. I nodded, liking that idea. I decided to start with the hippocampus. To meet her and love her before I sent her off to join the mermaids. I concentrated, and she appeared in my mind. She was a blue-skinned woman with long,
white hair that flowed around her as she swam. Big breasts swayed before her. Her hips curved not into a fishtail, like the mermaid's, but had a seahorse tail, curled up before her. Not surprising. The hippo, in the name, meant horse in Greek. I remember that hippopotamus meant river horse, because they ran along the bottom of the Nile. A name whispered through my soul. Words gave shape to this world. Selene was the soul of the word, the essence of the void crystal. It was what let me create and summon. I fixed the image of the hippocampus.jehoda.in a swirl of darkness, she appeared before me. She gasped, her webbed hands grabbing my waist. She sat on her curled tail. She blinked green eyes, staring up at me. Her skin had a gleam to it, the same oily sheen as the mermaid's. Lord Leo, she said, a bright smile on her lips. Thank you for creating me. You are so welcome, I said. She's sexy, Maya said. Lil sis, the hippocampus said, smiling at Maya. You're sexy too. I'm so glad to be here. Big bro's getting himself some monster girl poon. Garnet cheered. Look at that hard cock. You just want to slip it into that naughty monster girl. Yes, I do, I said, and then grabbed the void crystal. Water suddenly went up to my chest. Garnet gasped in shock while Lana groaned. Maya purred her delight and vanished beneath the surface. In a second, Goda's head burst out of the water, her white hair spilling around her blue face. She smiled at me, green eyes so loving. Gills flexed on her neck. Lord Leo, she said, her tail uncurling and wrapping around my waist. I grabbed her ass, feeling the dorsal fin that thrust off her tail. It was right beneath her asshole. My hands squeezed her rump while my cock pressed into her pebbly scales. Her big boobs rubbed into my chest. You're so wonderful, Lord Leo, she said and kissed me. I groaned at the delight of her slick lips. Her tongue thrust into my mouth with such boldness. My fingers squeezed about my hippocampus's ass. I kneaded her scaled rump as I groaned into the kiss. My hard cock throbbed against her. The water rippled around me. Maya! Gasped Garnet. Quay he he, you naughty Anine. I kept kissing Goda, loving the feel of my newest monster girl in my arms. Her tail tightened about my left hip. She slid her body up. My cock slid over her scales until I found a slit. Wet and silky flesh beckoned. I thrust into her pussy. She groaned into my lips as I slid my cock into her cunt. I groaned at her warm and slick embrace. Her slippery flesh squeezed about me. I buried in her, kissing her with hunger. She moaned into it and flexed her tail. She slid her pussy up my cock, her cunt sucking at my aching shaft. I groaned into her kiss, loving this amazing moment. Then she slid her cunt back down my cock. She humped against me, fucking me with her juicy snatch. I broke the kiss and groaned. Fuck, Goda, that's amazing. She beamed at me, green eyes twinkling. Your cock is so wonderful, Lord Leo. I am so glad to serve you. Her seahorse tail tightened around my left leg, and she humped her pussy up and down my cock with more passion. I groaned at how amazing that felt. The hippocampus's wonderful twat massaged me. I groaned, savoring that delight. My cock throbbed in the heaven of her pussy. My fingers kneaded her rump. Her webbed hands slid down and grabbed my ass beneath the water. It splashed around us as she fucked me. Her big, green eyes sparkled with her passion, her irises dazzling. She whinnied her delight as she slammed her cunt down my cock. Ooh, ooh, my... Garnet moaned. My little sister trembled, her wings fluttering and stirring up the water. That tongue is so naughty. Yes, yes. Big bro, Maya is devouring my cunt. She's so loving that way. I panted, my dick throbbing in Goda's cunt. Yes, yes, little sis Maya is. Groaned Goda. I just know it. So loving. My mother purred. And so are you, Lana Fullman. My mother and Lana both kissed as they leaned against the wall, their hands busy beneath the water. I groaned, loving the passion in the room. Goda slammed her cunt down my cock, her pussy building and building me towards my orgasm. Her silky sheath massaged the tip of my cock. I would have such a mighty eruption. Just a huge burst of rapture in her cunt. It would be stunning. I groaned as Goda's delightful pussy worked up and down my cock. The wonderful hippocampus made me feel so good. Her webbed hands gripped my ass while I held her scaly rump. My fingers slid over her flesh and found her asshole. A break in her scales that surrounded her puckered opening. Her head tossed back as I circled that naughty backdoor with my digit. Her cunt squeezed tight about my cock. Lord Leo. She moaned, her pussy growing molten around my cock. Mmm? I asked, stroking around her hole. Please, please, ream my asshole. She moaned. Do what you will to me. I love you, Lord Leo. My hippocampus kissed me. I groaned and thrust my digit into her asshole. Her tongue danced around in my mouth while my digit sank into her velvety sheath. My dick throbbed in her wonderful pussy as she humped her snatch up and down me, her nipples rubbed on my chest. Her webbed fingers dug into my ass. She pulled hard on me, slamming her cunt around my cock. She moaned, her asshole squeezing about my digit penetrating her. She shuddered, her tongue dancing with mine with such hunger.
Oh, oh.
Gasped Garnet.
Quay he he, you're going to make me come, you naughty Anine. Yes, yes, coming too.
Yes.
Garnet's squeals echoed through the flooded room. Water sloshed around her spasming wings. Waves splashed up her chest and soaked her little titties. Water beaded on them. I groaned into the kiss with Goda, my own orgasm building and building. Goda slammed her cunt down my cock. The monster girl squealed. Her pussy went wild around my shaft. her flesh spasmed. That wonderful and delicious cunt convulsed around my dick. It was an amazing delight. Her cunt rippled about me. Sucked at me. She moaned into our kiss, her fingers gripping my ass while her asshole convulsed around my digit. I groaned at the hunger of her flesh. She bucked, her seahorse tail squeezing tight about my left leg. I broke the kiss and gasped.
Goda! Come in me, Lord Leo!
She squealed. I erupted. My cum fired into my monster girl's cunt. I shuddered, my dick pulsing as I fired spurt after spurt of jizz into her. I basted her twat with pleasure. Sparks burst across my mind. I shuddered, the rapture intense. Incredible. I shuddered through the bliss as I pumped her cunt full of my cum. A dizzying burst of pleasure swept through me. This fantastic delight blazed through my body. Stars danced across my vision. I groaned, jizz spurting into her snatch.
Yes, yes, Lord Leo!
She moaned.
Ooh, ooh, milk out my big bro's cum!
My little sister moaned.
Milk it all out of him. I am Garnet!
Goda moaned, her pussy wringing my cock dry.
Yes!
I growled.
Yay!
Cheered my little sister.
Ooh, ooh, Maya, that's so good! You're so wonderful!
As I pumped my cum into Goda's spasming cunt, Maya's head broached the surface. The Undine's undulating form wrapped her arms around my little sister and kissed her on the mouth. Their bodies pressed tight. I shuddered, sparks sizzling across my vision as I basted Goda's cunt. I gave her every drop of cum I had. This exhilarating pleasure spilled through me. I groaned, savoring the wonderful delight of flooding her with my seed. She groaned and rested her head on my shoulder. She panted, her wet cheek on mine. She hugged me tight, my cock throbbing in her pussy. I shuddered and then I released her, letting my hands flow away.
MMM, I want to just stay like this forever.
Goda whispered.
But I can't, can I?
Sorry. I said.
I have other monster girls to make. But,
I smiled.
Pani, Skila, and Maze are going to take good care of you.
I know. She nuzzled into my ear.
I love you, Lord Leo. I love you too, Goda.
I groaned. I loved all my monster girls. I created them to love me, so how could I not care for them in return? It still sickened me that other dungeon builders saw their monster girls as just things to use and dispose of. They had become so callous by this world. By the violence. The rules. Survival and then the lust for power warped them. I could feel the trap. And yet there was a part of me that feared I would fall into it.So I had to love them to save myself. Goda slid off of me with a wet plop. She fell back into the water, her big boobs heaving before they vanished beneath the surface. Her tail uncoiled from my leg. She curled it up and then flicked it, darting beneath the water. I shuddered, my cock aching for more. I grabbed the void crystal. Chapter 20. You'd never know that I had flooded the room. It was so dry in here now. No puddle, not even a drop of the water was remaining. I just sent Goda to the pool with the mermaids. Since she had a pussy full of my spunk, it wouldn't be long for the mermaids to start loving her. Maze, Pani, and Skila were such affectionate girls. Really, all the monster girls were.
Ooh, ooh, make the arachnes next,
Garnet said. She threw her arms around me from behind. Her small breasts and hard nipples rubbed into my back. She pressed her cheek into my shoulder blades. Her hands slid around and went for her favorite thing in the world.My cock.
Please, please,
my little sister said.
They'll be so beautiful and exotic. I just know that you're going to love them.
MMM,
he'll love them all, Garnet,
our mother said. Mom was still fingering Lana's pussy, and Lana was fingering Mom's. They both were against the wall, looking so delicious.
Yeah, make them, Leo,
Maya said.
Spider girls sound so intriguing. I don't know how they'll look. Sexy. Sexy.
Garnet squealed, her hands stroking my cock and kneading my balls, her fingers so gentle. An incestuous rush swept through me. My dick throbbed in her soft hand as my little sister stroked me off.
Quay, they'll be so wicked. I bet they can tie up monster girls with their webbing.
Looking for partners in crime, huh? I asked as I held my void crystal.
I think she is,
Celine said. She sat at the pinnacle of the crystal, a big smile on her motherly face.
Yep,
said Garnet.
The puppies are wonderful, but I want some really kinky dark monsters. Like me.
I shifted to the dark category of monsters. Wildhounds were there, the delightful puppies, but then there were the level 2 ones. Arachnes. Their appearance formed in my mind. An arachne looked kind of like a centaur. You know, horse lower half than a human torso thrusting up. She had 8 spider legs, black and shiny, matching her waxy carapace. The human part of her had gray skin. She had a curvy rump that descended into her carapace, and her pussy was right above where her spider half started. Big breasts that quivered, a red diamond between them. She had a round and cute face with black, compound eyes. Red hair spilled down her back, giving her such a striking look. A name whispered through my mind, Damhanala. Shadows whirled to my right by where Mom and Lana Fullman were fingering each other. Garnet gasped. She peered around as Damhanala appeared on her 8 legs. She rubbed her hands together, this shy look on her face. She pressed her hands to the red diamond between her breasts, shifting on her spidery legs. They were segmented, arching up and then bending down to the ground. She looked around, nervous, then she saw me and let out a sigh.
Lord Leo.
She whispered, breathy and happy. Her fractal eyes reflected a distorted mirror of the room. She had no eyelids.
Thank you for summoning me. I shall serve with honor. Ooh, ooh, you got a butt over your carapace.
said Garnet as she broke away from me. With a leap and a flap of her red wings, she soared up and then landed on the Arachne's back. She straddled her and grabbed Damhanala's big breasts. The Arachne gasped. She bit her lip, looking frightened for a moment. Then she relaxed.
Oh, little sister, it is only you.
Yep, just me, Garnet said. My little sister played with those big, gray breasts.
You're so pretty.
Quay, heh heh, we're going to have fun. Can you shoot your webbing to tie up anyone?
Say, my mom?
Well, I could if that is Lord Leo's wish. Right now, I would just like to get to know you, I said.
Yes, yes, he wants to ride you and fuck you in the ass.
Garnet glanced at me.
Quay, heh heh, I know what my big brother is thinking.
That hadn't even crossed my mind, I said, my dick throbbing. But it is now, Garnet said, like that proved something. You're thinking of sliding your big dick into her tight asshole and holding these big tits and making her come.
Are you Lord Leo?
Asked Damhanala. Only because Garnet is describing it, I said. Everyone in the room is thinking about it.
Yes, yes, yes,
my mother moaned.
I am.
Me too, Maya said. So get your cute keister off of there, Garnet. You owe me an orgasm.
I do.
Garnet slid off Damhanala's back. With a flash of shadows, Garnet made a double-headed dildo thrusting from her cunt. It was black, of course. She held the jiggling end and darted around me. How did my little sister even know to make sex toys like that? She had seemed so innocent before coming to this world. Damhanala moved to me on her legs. I released the crystal and smiled as she leaned down to let me straddle her. It was different sliding onto her back, her waxy carapace smooth and cool to my thighs and butt. My cock, still wet with Goda's pussy cream, nudged into the spider girl's ass. She turned her head, her fractal eye reflecting a dozen versions of my face.
Please sodomize me, Lord Leo. Enjoy me how you please. Enjoy her, Leo.
Mom groaned.
Ooh, Lana. I'm going to come. Good.
Lana Fullman moaned and kissed my mother. Their lips melted together as they fingered the other's twat.
Garnet.
Maya groaned. My watery friend lay on her back, Garnet on top. My little sister's pale ass pumped away as she drove the dildo into Maya's cunt. I loved the sight of her watery body and Garnet's pale form pressed tight. It made my dick throb. I shifted my position on Damhanala, sliding my cock into her butt crack. Her rump swelled right to her spider part. It was so convenient. All the naughty parts of a woman available and then the lower half of a spider. She could shoot webs. That would be useful. Bondage. Thoughts flashed in my mind. I shuddered as I pressed my cock into Damhanala's asshole. Her naughty sphincter resisted, but only for a moment. She groaned as I pushed and pushed on her. Then her wonderful anal ring parted.
Lord Leo!
She breathed, her voice so soft and yet excited. Her red hair rustled before me, such a vibrant and crimson hue.
Thank you. I hope my asshole pleases.
It will. I groaned, my hands sliding up her stomach to find her big, soft breasts. Her lower half was so hard and rigid, but her top half was so soft and feminine. She shuddered, her asshole widening. Her anal ring slid over the tip of my cock. I popped into the velvety heaven of her bowels. I groaned as I sank into her. I loved sliding deeper and deeper into the naughty Arachne's asshole. She whimpered, her back arching. I held her tight, my hands digging into her tits. I massaged them as I slid into her depths. She whimpered, her bowels clinging to my cock. Her anal sheath was such a wonderful delight to enjoy. My fingers slid up to find her nipples. I twisted them. I pinched her hard. She gasped, her bowels squeezing about my dick as I went deeper and deeper.
Oh, Lord Leo!
She moaned. I bottomed out in her.
That is amazing. You're amazing, you know that?
Thanks. I groaned, her asshole squeezing so tight about me.
Damn, you feel amazing about me. I'm so glad that I please.
She moaned.
So glad, Lord Leo.
Squeezing my legs about her thorax, I drew back my cock. She gasped, her tits quivering in my hands. Her velvety flesh clung to me. It felt so wonderful to slide out of her bowels. I groaned, my balls tightening. I slammed back into her. She gasped, her bowels clamping down on me, the velvety massage sending bliss shooting down to my balls. I groaned, savoring the delight of enjoying my newest monster girl.
Fuck.
I groaned as I pumped away at her.
Lord Leo.
She breathed.
My ass. Oh, my ass, right?
Gasped Garnet as she fucked Maya.
It's so wonderful to have his cock in you.
Panted Maya.
Enjoy him, Damhanala.
I am, Lady Maya.
Groaned the Arachne. I drove my cock into her bowels. I plunged to the hilt in her with passion. My cock thrust hard into her. Fast. My legs held her carapace, gripping her to give me the leverage to thrust into her asshole. My fingers kneaded her tits as I did, massaging her pillowy mounds. She whimpered, her red hair swaying before me. I hugged her tighter and nuzzled into her neck. I kissed and nibbled at her flesh. She groaned, her bowels squeezing about my cock. I groaned, thrusting hard into her. I fucked her with passion. I buried to the hilt in her again and again.
Oh, Lana,
murmured my mother. The movie starlet purred. Their lips smacked as it sounded like they had finished coming and were in post-coital bliss. I smiled and thrust hard into Damhanala's asshole. Her hot flesh massaged me. She felt so incredible around my dick. I groaned, savoring that hot plunge into her bowels. She held me so tight. It was fantastic. And why orgasm built and built with every thrust into her anal sheath. My spider girl moaned. I nibbled at her neck, my fingers digging into her tits. I climbed those lush boobs, massaging closer and closer to her nipples. I found them, twisted them.
Lord Leo!
She gasped, her bowels holding me tight.
Damn Hanala!
I groaned, thrusting into her hard.
You're going to make me come, aren't you?
Of course! She gasped, her bowels squeezing about my dick.
I'm going to make you come so hard. Just make you explode. It'll be fantastic, Lord Leo.
Good. I groaned, pumping away at her. I thrust in hard and fast. I buried to the hilt in her, savoring the way her bowels squeezed about me.
Fuck, that's amazing.
She whimpered in delight as I plunged into her, my legs flexing. My crotch smacked into her plump rump. She groaned, my fingers pinching her nipples. Her asshole grew hotter and hotter around me. I licked up to her ear, nibbled on the lobe. She gasped and moaned, her bowels clamping down on me as I slammed into her. Then she squealed, her head arching back. Her hot flesh convulsed around me. Her legs shifted, clicking on the stones as her orgasm burst in her.
Lord Leo!
She moaned, her naughty asshole writhing around my cock. I groaned, loving the way her flesh spasmed about me. It was incredible.
Please!
I slammed into her bowels, her hot flesh sucking at my cock. The ache built at the tip as I drew back. My fingers pinched her nipples hard as I groaned into her ear.
You want me to come in you?
Yes, yes, Lord Leo.
Come in me. Come in her.
Gasped Garnet, pumping away at Maya.
Ooh, yes.
Maya moaned out. I slammed into Damhanala's asshole. I buried to the hilt in her flesh. It was exquisite to enjoy. I buried deep and hard into her. I savored that wonderful moment. My heart pounded in my chest as I erupted.
God damn.
I groaned.
Lord Leo.
Squealed my spider girl. Her bowels rippled and writhed around my cock. She milked out my cum with that hungry sheath of hers. This exquisite pleasure surged through me. I groaned, my cock throbbing in her rectum. It was fantastic to enjoy. A real pleasure.
Fuck.
I groaned, spurting blast after blast of cum into her bowels. This amazing pleasure blazed into my mind.
Oh, master, yes.
She moaned.
Oh, that's so good.
I groaned through my pleasure, my fingers pinching her nipples. I twisted them hard. She squealed, her flesh going wild around my spurting cock. She milked me with hunger. I shuddered, savoring that delight. My mind melted.
My sweet spider girl.
I whispered in her ear as I dumped the last of my cum into her asshole.
Yours, yours, yours.
She mewled.
Always yours, Lord Leo.
I smiled at that. It was such a sweet thing to hear. This wonderful delight I would treasure forever.
This will be wonderful, Mom.
Her daughter said, the naughty succubus smiling up at Mrs. Zoe Baldwin.
Hit it, Damhanala.
Why yes, little sis.
The spider girl said. Damhanala was hanging from the ceiling, her red hair dangling down before her. She was able to grip the ceiling with her 8 spidery feet. They were clawed in some fashion, Mrs. Baldwin was rather impressed, the dryad swallowing. Then Damhanala released 4 of her legs and arched her back while aiming her abdomen. The motherly dryad shuddered as she kept her arms thrust out to the side. The arachne spinnerets worked, looking like little fingers, and then silk fire.in a heartbeat, Mrs. Baldwin found both her wrists covered in silk. Garnet squealed in delight, her red wings fluttering and demonette tail swishing behind her. Mrs. Baldwin's daughter squirmed in delight, her black pigtails swaying about her face. Damhanala then grabbed the silk strands she fired with her front legs and started manipulating them. More silk was fired and then Mrs. Baldwin's arms were yanked above her head. Her son, Leo, watched on as Srega, the next arachne he created, knelt before him, her carapace pressed to the floor. She sucked on his cock dirty from Damhanala's asshole. He grinned, watching Garnet playing dad he just dotes on her, Mrs. Baldwin thought as her arms were yanked up into the air. Her golden brown tits bounced, milk beating at her nipples. The dryad shuddered, her arms held immobile.
Quay he he.
Garnet chortled, her hands planted on her hips like some dastardly villainess. A big grin spread on her lips.
I have you now, mommy! You are at my mercy!
I'm at Damhanala's mercy. The dryad objected. Garnet's cheeks puffed out in annoyance, making her look so cute.
And she did it for me, right, Damhanala?
Yes, little sis,
the arachne said. Mrs. Baldwin thought it was delightful the way the monsters from the same glyph saw Leo's companions as their sisters, or mother in her case with the satyrs.
See, mommy! My mercy!
Yes, yes, I'm just helpless.
Mrs. Baldwin shuddered there.
What naughty things are you going to do to me? Make you come.
Wings flapping, the nubile succubus rushed forward, her horns flashing for a moment.
Make her come hard,
groaned Leo. Mrs. Baldwin's son groaned as the arachne polished his dick clean. Mrs. Baldwin wanted her son to be taken care of. She was his mother. Garnet grabbed Mrs. Baldwin's breasts. The feel of her daughter's fingers had the dryad shuddering. Milk squirted from her nipples, splashing Garnet's pale face. She giggled and darted in. Mouth open wide, she sucked that wonderful nipple into her mouth. She nursed with hunger, suckling on the nub. Mrs. Baldwin groaned. Her face tossed from side to side. She groaned, her green eyes squeezing shut. The pleasure shot down to her pussy. Her motherly cunt clenched, juices trickling down her thighs from the thrill of nursing her daughter.
Oh, Garnet.
The naughty mother whimpered.
Ooh, you're such a wicked thing. Drink mommy's milk.
Garnet popped her mouth off.
Quay, heh heh. Why do you think I captured you? Your milk is mine.
Mrs. Baldwin arched a leaf-green eyebrow at her daughter.
Mine and my big brother's,
Garnet squealed. Then she latched onto Mrs. Baldwin's other nipple, suckled, the dried groaned, her pussy clenching. Her arms pulled on the silk, but the sticky webbing held her tight. She could only shudder, at the mercy of her daughter's wicked desires. Mrs. Baldwin smiled. She had not a problem with that. Garnet suckled with noisy hunger while Leo groaned behind her. He gripped Srega's head, fucking the spider girl's mouth with passion. She held his hips, moaning as she loved his cock. She suckled with hunger on him. Mrs. Baldwin loved the sight. Her pussy grew hotter and hotter as her sexy son groaned. Leo had such a muscular physique, enhanced by his time in this fantasy world. Her son had grown up into such a stud. Mrs. Baldwin was glad to be here with her son and one of her daughters. She just wished Crystal was here, too. Then their family would be complete. The dryad's pussy clenched as Garnet suckled with passion. Mrs. Baldwin shuddered, her juices soaking her bush and running down her thighs. The excitement in the room was just making her shudder.
That's it.
Leo groaned.
Oh damn, Srega. Drink it.
Drink my cum. His passion echoed through the room. They resounded back and forth as he gripped her red hair. Mrs. Baldwin smiled at the passion on her son's face. Such rapture flowed through him as he pumped his cum into the Arachne's hungry mouth. The spider girl gulped down his passion. She sucked with such hunger. It was such a stirring sight to witness. Mrs. Baldwin smiled. She was so glad to see this passion. Her pussy clenched, incestuous pleasure building in her. Mommy milk. Cooed Garnet between suckles.
Yes.
Mrs. Baldwin groaned, her fingers flexing, wanting to hold her daughter's mouth to her nipple. Love your big boobies, mommy. The naughty succubus pressed her face between Mrs. Baldwin's breasts and rubbed her head back and forth. Then she kissed up the inner slope of Mrs. Baldwin's right tit. Going to suckle you dry. Good luck. Maya said. She and Lana were watching. Srega pulled her mouth off Leo's cock. Was that good for you, Lord Leo? Fucking amazing. He said and glanced over at Maya and Lana Fullman. Why don't you practice your pussy licking on Lana? The movie starlet smiled. Then she turned around and planted her hands on the wall, thrusting her plump, silvery ass out, her pussy gleaming with juices. Come and eat me out. Gladly. Srega said, rising on her eight legs and scurrying over to her. Garnet popped her mouth off Mrs. Baldwin's nipple and moaned. Pussy licking sounds so good. Quay, heh heh, you can't stop me from eating your cunt, mommy. I don't want to stop you. Mrs. Baldwin purred. Unable to stop me. Garnet continued and then fell to her knees. Leo grabbed the void crystal and another shadow world into being. An Arachne appeared, her hands rubbing at the diamond pattern between her breasts. Her legs clicked as she shifted with shy nervousness. Nim, he said and spread open his arms. Come kiss me, Lord Leo. The spider girl breathed, a slow smile spreading on her lips. Despite the alien fractal eyes, she looked adorable. Nim scuttled to Leo and kissed him. She wrapped her arms around his torso, her big boobs piling against his chest. Then her two pairs of front legs hugged him, one around the waist and the other around his knees. She held him tight, kissing him. Then she gasped and Mrs. Baldwin knew her son's cock slid into the monster girl's cunt. A smile spread on her lips as her daughter nuzzled into her bush. Garnet's pigtails brushed the dryad's inner thighs. Garnet. Groaned the MILF as her daughter's lips kissed at her pussy. Quay, heh heh, mommy twat. The naughty succubus feasted. Mrs. Baldwin shuddered, her arms pulling on the sticky and soft silk. Her big boobs swayed, milk beating onto the nipples. She shuddered and then gasped as Damhanala lowered herself from the ceiling on a strand of silk, the monster girl's big boobs piled into a pair of heavy tits. May I? Damhanala whispered, her fractal eyes impossible to read, but the naughty dryad knew what she wanted. Of course. Suckle away. Her milk so good. Moaned Garnet into the dryad's cunt, sending delight rippling through Mrs. Baldwin's bustiform. The spider girl gave a shy smile. Her hands grabbed Mrs. Baldwin's left tit. The Arachne lowered a bit more, her breasts jiggling right before the dryad's face. As the Arachne latched onto Mrs. Baldwin's nipple, she leaned forward and suckled Damhanala's nub into her mouth. They both moaned as they nursed on the other, but only one of them got the creamy reward. Mrs. Baldwin didn't mind. She savored the firm nipple in her mouth, savoring the pleasure of her daughter's naughty tongue licking at her cunt while her milk flowed into the spider girl's hungry mouth. Pleasure rushed through Mrs. Baldwin. Damhanala nursed with hunger on the dryad's nipple. The Arachne suckled hard, milk splashing into her mouth. It sent such a wicked thrill through Mrs. Baldwin. She trembled, nursing with such passion on the nipple. Her arms shook in her bonds. Damn. Leo groaned. That pussy, Nim. Your cock is so amazing. Moaned Nim. Lord Leo. Yes, yes, fuck her. Maya groaned. Haha. Lana Fullman moaned, her voice throaty with the pleasure Srega gave her. Mrs. Baldwin squeezed her eyes shut, the pleasure from her nipple shooting down to her cunt. Garnet feasted on the dryad with passion. Mrs. Baldwin moaned around the spider girl's nub. She suckled with passion. So did Damhanala. Milk flowed into the spider girl's hungry mouth. Mrs. Baldwin shuddered, her heart pounding in her chest. This was all so wild. She groaned, savoring this wonderful pleasure. It was amazing to feel. She shook her head from side to side, the passion building and building in her. She would have such a huge orgasm,
just a mighty burst of pleasure. She couldn't wait. Her heart beat so fast. This wild pounding that would explode out of her. Her face scrunched up. Breastfeeding the spider girl as her daughter's lapping tongue brought her closer and closer to coming was a thrill.
Oh, mommy!
Cooed Garnet. Her tongue thrust deep into the dryad's pussy. Mrs. Baldwin shuddered. Her face scrunched up. The spider girl suckled with such loving passion. Every spurt of milk into her mouth sent pleasure zapping down to Mrs. Baldwin's juicy cunt. She groaned, her face contorting in delight. Her body shuddered. She whimpered and moaned around Amhanala's nipple. Garnet's tongue slid through Mrs. Baldwin's folds. She shuddered, her cunt clenching tight. Her daughter found the dryad's clit. Garnet latched on and suckled, squealing as she did. Mrs. Baldwin shuddered, her orgasm swelling fast, her milk squirting into Damhanala's mouth.
Oh God!
The dryad moaned, her lips slipping off of Damhanala's nipple.
Lord Zuin's big dick!
Gasped Nim.
Yes, yes, you're fucking me so hard, Lord Leo!
Fuck her hard, perv! Maya shouted.
Yes!
Gasped the motherly dryad. Her clit throbbed in her daughter's mouth, her nipple aching in Damhanala's sweet lips.
Yes!
She came, her pussy convulsed. Garnet abandoned Mrs. Baldwin's clit to lick at the juices gushing out of the dryad's cunt. Waves of pleasure washed through her. They rippled over and over again. She bucked and moaned, stars bursting before the dryad. Milk squirted into Damhanala's mouth as the dryad shuddered through her orgasm. Her daughter's tongue lapped at her pussy, licking up the cream that flowed out of her. The dryad whimpered, her body trembling through her orgasm.
So good!
She moaned.
Oh my God, that's so good! Mommy cream!
Squealed Garnet.
So yummy!
The dryad moaned as she hit the peak of her orgasm, her arms trembling in the sticky embrace of the webbing. She savored this bliss, her daughter's tongue sliding through her folds, Leo grunting in the background as he fucked Nim. The dryad smiled. This was such a wonderful life she had. She was glad a version of her was here. Chapter 21. I kiss Gaist, the last of the Arachnes I made. I settled on making for each of the life, dark, and lightning level 2 monster girls. As much fun as my hippocampus was, I didn't have enough water to have more of them. I released the Arachne, her arms and 2 sets of her legs wrapped around me. It was such an intimate hug, feeling the hard and waxy texture of her carapace-clad limbs holding my lower body. She smiled at me.
Thank you for making me.
I winked at her, and then grabbed the crystal. I sent my Arachnes to their position in the expanded dungeon. They would be a great support, ambushes that would use their webbing from above while the other monster girls swarmed in. Life or lightning next? I sank my awareness into the void crystal and settled on the lightning monster girls. It was my original glyph. The one I was given instead of the ones I had taken from other dungeon builders. The S-shaped tattoo on my chest hummed with energy as I inspected the Quetzalcoatl. I knew what they were, sort of. Something from South America. I was surprised to find her a half-snake woman, like Pani. The lower half was a snake's with vibrant, emerald scales. Her pussy peeked through a slit in her belly scales, then her human half began. She had arms, unlike Pani, and nut-brown skin. Her feathery hair fell in a shimmer of rainbow hues. Spreading from her back were wings, the same kaleidoscope of hues as her hair. A name arose.
Jivate,
I whispered as I conjured her in a swirl of shadows. My first Quetzalcoatl appeared.
Lord Leo,
she said with a slight sibilant hiss. Her purple eyes sparkled and a big smile spread on her lips. She slithered forward, her smile growing even broader. Her wings flapped. I pictured her soaring on those wings, her tail undulating beneath her. Lightning flickered in her purple eyes for a moment. Could she fire lightning from her eyes? Interesting.
How do you want me to please you, my lord?
She asked, her round breasts jiggling before her. I cupped them with my pale hands. She smiled, thrusting her hands behind her back and arching her flexible spine. A forked tongue flicked out and brushed my lips.
I can think of a few things, I said.
I hadn't eaten any pussy in a while.
Just enjoy. Enjoy, Lord Leo?
She asked as my head darted down for her breast.
Ooh, I see.
I engulfed her nipple as her sibilant sigh whispered over me. I suckled on her nub, my hands abandoning her tits to slide down her silky skin. She had such a wonderful texture to her skin. Her flesh felt so alive. I grabbed her hips, holding her tight as I nibbled and suckled on her. She groaned as I did, her hissing filling the room. Then my naughty sister nuzzled up beside me and latched onto the other nipple. I smiled around Jivate's other nub, then suckled. The monster girl moaned, her feathery wings flapping. Her hissing grew louder, full of her delight. My little sister's spade-tipped tail playfully stroked over my ass. She giggled around Jivate's nipple. I couldn't help but chuckle at her. She was so cute and made things so enjoyable.
Lord Leo,
hissed Jivate.
That's so good.
Yes, yes, I am so honored to serve you.
I felt her love. My hands slid down her sides to the transition of skin to scales. She had smooth, cool scales that had a diamond-like pattern to them. I slid around and grabbed her ass, squeezing at her scaled rump. She hissed louder as I massaged her. My little sister's naughty tail slid around my hip, the spade end caressing me.
What was she up to?
She just kept suckling. I could almost hear her anime laugh. Quay heh heh echoed through my mind. I smiled at that. Her tail slid around my waist and reached for my cock. I groaned as she grabbed my dick with the end. This was new. The spade-like tip held my shaft. She then pumped it up and down my cock still wet with Nim's pussy.
Ooh, that's naughty, Maya said.
Look at you, Garnet.
My sister's mouth popped off Jivate's nipple.
I know.
Quay, none are naughtier than me. And none love my big bro more than me.
Oh, I'll give you a run for your money in that category, Maya said.
As will I, Lana Fulman said. Garnet, we all love your brother as much as you.
Mom said that I love the feel of my sister working her tail up and down my cock. It had a leathery feel to it, a new delight.
She brushed the crown. I growled around Jivate's nipple. The pleasure rushing up my cock made me want to make my new monster girl come. I sank to my knees, lips popping off her nipple.
Jivate gasped.
She stared down at me with purple eyes. They blinked. Her tongue flicked out as I settled down before her pussy slit. A flowery scent filled my nose.
Orchid?
Maybe. I pressed my face into her pussy and licked.
Lord Leo.
Gasped Jivate, her rainbow feathered wings spreading wide. Her tongue flicked out.
You are honoring me.
Garnet popped her mouth off Jivate's nipple, her tail tightening around my cock.
Yep. My big bro loves honoring pussy. Don't you?
Love it. I groaned and thrust my tongue into the flowery heaven of my Quetzalcoatl's pussy. I swirled around in her, teasing her. She groaned, her cunt squeezing about my tongue. I danced my tongue in her, watching her round breasts jiggling over me. Garnet stroked my cock with her spade-tipped tail while she moved behind the Quetzalcoatl.
I'm going to honor your ass,
groaned my little sister, her tail tightening about my cock for a moment.
Thank you, Lady Garnet, moaned Jivate.
She gasped.
Lady Utta's tingling cunt.
I smiled, knowing my little sister was being naughty. She would worship Jivate's asshole while I took care of the Quetzalcoatl's pussy. I drank the flowery nectar coming out of the snake girl's cunt. Her scales rubbed on my lips and cheek. Her hands ran through my hair. Her fingers tightened and her boobs jiggled. Her tongue flicked out over and over again as she hissed her delight. I loved the sound she made as I nibbled on her pussy lips.
Lord Leo.
She gasped.
Oh yes, yes, that's so good, Lord Leo.
I am so honored by you and your sister.
Be honored,
Garnet said, her tail stroking up and down my cock.
I only do this to every girl who walks into the dungeon.
Maya called.
Yep.
I said and then sucked Jivate's clit into my mouth. She hissed with melodic delight. Her wings curled in and then flared wide.
She moaned.
My fingers gripped her scaly rump, holding her tight as I nursed on that clit. The Quetzalcoatl swayed, her boobs jiggling. She gripped my hair, her tongue flicking. I nursed and suckled on her clit. Her pussy cream ran down my chin. Garnet massaged my cock, the pressure building at the tip. Her leathery grip built and built the pressure in my nuts. I groaned around Jivate's clit. The monster girl flapped her wings, her head arching back. I loved the way she moved, her rainbow hair swaying about her face. She squeezed her eyes shut, hissing louder and louder. I could feel it approaching, her pleasure.
And mine.
My little sister's stroking tail brought me closer and closer to erupting. I nibbled Jivate's clit with my teeth.
Not hard, just the right amount of pleasure.
Lord Leo. She bucked and then her flowery pussy cream gushed out of her cunt. She bathed me with her passion. I drank them down, my fingers gripping her rump. Her wings flapped, stirring the air around her as she hissed out her pleasure. I savored making my monster girl come. I was glad to deliver Jivate this bliss. I wanted my monster girls just to have pleasure, but the twins were out there. I closed my eyes, enjoying this wonderful moment. I didn't want it to end. I wanted to keep gulping down pussy cream. Just swallowing Jivate's wonderful juices. It ran down my chin. My cock throbbed as I swallowed it all while the ache swelled at the tip of my cock. My little sister stroked her leathery tail up and down my shaft.
Shit.
I groaned as her tail slid over my crown. Pleasure exploded from my cock. It burst from my dick. Spurt after spurt of cum that fired out of my dick. I groaned at the pleasure. It slammed into my mind. I groaned, drinking pussy cream and savoring the bliss slamming through me. My sister wrung my cock dry with her tail. I shuddered while Jivate shuddered into hissing bliss. She smiled down at me. I groaned, my orgasm hitting the peak. I fired a last blast of cum that splashed on Jivate's belly scales.
Damn.
I groaned.
Yes, yes, you honored me, Lord Leo.
She moaned. Maya grinned as Vavery, the last of the Quetzalcoatls that Leo had created, slithered closer. Vavery's rainbow wings flared wide as the snake girl ducked her head down and nuzzled her face up between Maya's watery thighs. She wasn't the only one getting her pussy eaten out. Mrs. Baldwin had Jivate feasting on her cunt and Sparna's devoured Lana's. Garnet had Aida's devouring her cunt. The Quetzalcoatls that Leo created were all such loving monster girls.
Mmm, devour her,
Leo said, his cock gleaming in Aida's cunt cream, the third one he had made.
I am honored to please Lady Maya, Lord Leo,
Vavery said. Her rainbow hair brushed Maya's inner thighs. Little ripples washed out from the contact and rolled over the water girl's body. Maya shuddered and then gasped at the lips kissing at her cunt. The Quetzalcoatl nuzzled her face into Maya's pussy and licked.
I'm honored that you're licking me,
Maya said, her liquid breasts jiggling. Those round delights jiggled.
And I'm honored to fuck your asshole, Vavery,
Leo said. He straddled the snake girl's emerald tail. His hands grabbed her hips and leaned in, his cock bobbing.
Yes, honor me, Lord Leo.
Vavery moaned into Maya's pussy. Pleasure rippled through Maya's body like she had nerves. But she didn't. She was entirely made of water. H20. Nothing more to her,
but she had thoughts, feelings, and had retained her appearance, down to her freckles, from when she was just a human. It made no sense, magic, thought Maya. It's so amazing. She shuddered as Vavery's forked tongue fucked into her pussy. Her body shook, small, undulating waves washing over her flesh. She groaned, her face twisting from the delight. The ticklish sensation reaching into her juicy cunt had her moaning, gasping.
Yes.
Maya whimpered. Vavery flicked her tongue in and out again and again. Those forked ends stroked so deep into the Undine's pussy. As she enjoyed it, Leo buggered the monster girl. He fucked Vavery with hard strokes. He rammed into her bowels with powerful strokes. The Undine smiled at that, watching her best friend and lover. His handsome face twisted in pleasure. His dark eyes met hers. He winked at her. She smiled back at him, shuddering as Vavery's tongue flicked into her depths again.
Having fun, perv? She asked.
MMM, isn't that the question I should be asking? Leo asked as he slammed into the Quetzalcoatl's asshole. He plowed into her hard while she plunged that tongue into Maya's cunt.
I mean, have you looked in the mirror?
Wah. Maya moaned. Cute and innocent moi? Who dragged whom into their fantasy harem world to be a sexy monster girl who loves getting eaten out by Vavery?
Fair point.
He groaned.
Vavery loves eating you out, Maya.
The monster girl moaned.
Yes, yes, that's what makes them all such great Quetzalcoatls.
Moaned Garnet. The naughty succubus's wings fluttered as she ground her twat on Aida's mouth.
Ooh, ooh, that tongue. That tongue is amazing.
It is. Groaned Mrs. Baldwin. The dryad shuddered. Maya smiled at the sight of the motherly woman shuddering in delight. Her golden brown breasts jiggled, milk beating off her nipples. Maya had known Mrs. Baldwin all her life. Her best friend's mother was so hot to her now. Maya licked her lips, wanting to suckle on those nipples. But she also was enjoying Vavery's passion too much. The naughty Quetzalcoatl's tongue flicked so deep into Maya's watery pussy. The forked ends massaged her walls. It was this wonderful delight that would have her coming hard and fast. She couldn't wait to gasp out in orgasmic rapture. She would have such a wild time. She would come and come and come. It would be wonderful. The naughty Undine whimpered, her eyes drifting to the young man who made this all possible. Leo, her best friend, her first and only love. She had hoped and hoped and hoped he would see her as a woman. That he'd abandon drooling over Mrs. Lucina or the barista. He'd stop ogling Ali Z and the other cheerleaders. That he didn't stare so hard at Ms. Trueno's tits when he should be listening to her lecture. He should stare at her breasts. They were so round and succulent. Now he did doubt he stared at her boobs as they jiggled and swayed. She groaned, her face contorting in delight as he fucked Vavery in the ass while ogling Maya's breasts. She smiled at him, her watery body rippling with the pleasure the sexy Quetzalcoatl stirred in her cunt.
Oh yes, yes, I am a perv.
Maya moaned.
Because I made you into one?
Asked Leo, slamming hard into the winged snake girl's ass.
No.
She moaned.
I always was one. I just get to enjoy myself now. I get to indulge.
Be that naughty perv. He grinned and thrust away harder at Vavery's asshole. He plowed into her hard. He buried to the hilt in her. She moaned, her back arching. Her wings fluttered as her tongue flicked faster in and out of the Undine's pussy. Maya's orgasm built. She swelled towards it, eager for that cresting bliss to wash through her body. She shuddered, grinding her pussy against Vavery's lips. The Quetzalcoatl's wings fluttered. She moaned, her own pleasure building. The other women also rose to their climaxes.
That's it.
Moaned Garnet.
Quay, heh heh, make me come.
Yes.
Lana moaned, shuddering as Sparnas ate her cunt.
Mmm, you're going to get a mouthful of cream. Just keep sucking my clit.
Oh, Jive,
whimpered Mrs. Baldwin.
You succulent delight.
Yes, yes, just nurse like that.
Mmm, you're going to get that cunt cream you crave.
Yes, you are.
Damn.
Groaned Leo, his cock slamming hard to the hilt in the monster girl's asshole.
Vavery.
Lord Leo.
Hissed the affectionate monster girl into Maya's cunt. The Quetzalcoatl's wings fluttered faster.
Come, Vavery.
Moaned Maya. She trembled against the wall.
Come on his cock. You've earned that delight.
Oh, yes, you have.
Don't be afraid of your pleasure. Just enjoy.
Come.
You're going to have such a mighty one.
Yes.
Hissed the wicked monster girl.
Lord Leo.
Your cock.
My asshole.
Yes.
Vavery's rainbow-feathered wings flapped hard. Leo groaned. Maya smiled, knowing that the Quetzalcoatl's asshole writhed around Leo's cock. He groaned and slammed hard into her bowels. He threw back his head.
Fuck yes.
He snarled.
Flood her asshole.
Maya moaned, trembling on the edge of her own orgasm. Vavery suckled on the Undine's clit.
Yes.
Maya gasped. Her orgasm crested through her liquid body. Waves rippled through her. Literal waves of rapture that spread delight to every bit of her body. She moaned, her boobs heaving, adding to the ripples that flowed over her body. Her pussy convulsed. Juices gushed out into the Quetzalcoatl's mouth. Stars danced before Maya's eyes. She stared at Leo as they both were coming, sharing Vavery. Delight flooded Maya's body. She shuddered through her wonderful pleasure. She savored every moment of the Quetzalcoatl's passion. Every last second of that wonderful bliss flooding through her. She squirmed against the wall, the stones cool against her back. Firm. Unyielding.
Oh, Leo!
She moaned.
And Vavery, that was amazing.
She panted, coming down from her high. What a wonderful life she had.
pleasure like she couldn't believe combined with dangers that she could scarcely imagine. She sucked in deep breaths as she descended from her high. Leo ripped out of his Quetzalcoatl's ass. Around the room, Lana, Mrs. Baldwin, and Garnet had finished enjoying their orgasms. He rose and turned to the void crystal. Celine whimpered from there, groaning. Maya stared down at Vavery. The Quetzalcoatl pulled her face from the Undine's pussy, juices smeared over Vavery's features. She smiled up at Maya and then vanished. Maya shuddered. Leo had sent Vavery out into the dungeon with the others.
What next? Gasped Garnet.
Ooh, what do you get to make with the life glyph?
Werebears, said Leo.
Maya blinked at that.
What are werebears?
Are those like werewolves?
Is that a thing?
She knew she was about to find out. This story is continued in the next part. You have been listening to this podcast on the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. To support the free Erotica podcasts, visit our Patreon link. This will allow us to continue providing free content as well as it gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choosing. Links for everything are in the podcast description.